Kevin always thinks stuff is funny. You notice that?
I hate that about him.
How he giggles in the background.
Yeah. Shut up.
You it's like giggle, a giggle. You it's giggle. A giggle from behind
you're
the
like,
darkness.
You're like Silicious Crumb.
Oh.
That's you sitting that's on you. The shoulder of Jabba the Hutt.
That is you.
That's Kevin.
And I'm Jabba. Jabba. I'm like Jabba.
What?
No way to make it.
No, go ahead.
No way to make it sound good.
No, I think it was.
No, I think you were on the right path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Continue.
Keep going down that road.
Continue.
Right there, yeah. Dude.
You're like okay. Like Jabba's a gangster. Like he's the boss. Like he's always surrounded by like hot chicks. Like all over him.
The buck stopped here.
Come on, just play along. You know. You
welcome can't. Everybody to the Mega 64. We are live, right?
Yeah,
just
we're got. Live.
You could do your impression.
I'm gonna start this the right way. Everyone else is the wrong way. I got the right way. With a fortune. I just ate a fortune cookie.
Yeah, we saw it. Heard it.
Yep.
Smelled it.
Smelled it? How do you smell a fortune cookie?
You know what?
It smelled like ass.
Stop right there.
What?
You're allowed to eat in front of people, and if it smells, it's their problem.
Some people wait for the podcast to eat.
Some, yeah, well.
clearly.
That's
you.
Not, that's not
week.
My style.
What is the fucking fortune of the week?
Everything is impossible until somebody does it.
Think about that.
Wow.
Think about that.
Whoa.
You thought all that impossible shit was never going to happen? Eat a cookie, baby.
Eat a cookie.
Eat that's a cookie, a baby. We're going to Mars.
Sexual innuendo. Eat
the cookie said it. No. Garrett.
Garrett,
theme
please.
Song.
What?
I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss. And a heart don't forget something like that. Well, it was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans.
Real quick. We weren't talking about this a second ago on the podcast. We're going to talk about it now. Are okay. we... Podcast question of the week. Let's get right to it. Are we meme spouting...
Idiots?
Well, idiots?
No.
I seem to see that comment a lot from our detractors, is that we're meme-spouting idiots.
What memes
can
you
anyone
spout?
Name the what, memes?
Who are these detractors?
Although,
John Deere?
We did there. Make that new Delta Flight video.
Yeah, so, now I want to, yeah.
Mega, that. So official, is that what we're talking about?
Official Mega 64 video that we released this week.
That's the one time we spouted memes.
Yeah, Delta Flight video. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
You guys spotted our work.
Hey, buckle your seatbelt and Gangnam Style. Keep calm and buckle your seatbelt and Gangnam Style. Sean on Tuesday put that on the screen in that font with the crown. Keep calm and buckle your seatbelt and Gangnam Style.
All right, hold on. No, here's what we'll do on Tuesday, Sean. Yeah. This will be the first part of the Harlem Shake. So play like the first, like the.
Oh, yeah.
Burp, 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 burp. Okay. All right, we're gonna do like a little shake here.
Yeah.
All right, and then
just imagine it.
Yeah.
And then cut to something funny.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah. Some crazy
something
stuff.
Very just very a well populated shot with like hilarious,
tasteful
people
funny
doing
stuff.
Like the craziest stuff.
Yeah.
And don't go tame. Don't make it all.
Yeah.
I want to see
don't
like.
Puss out.
I want to see like. All right, find a clip of, like, naked girls doing, like, bong loads of Crystal Method.
Yeah.
Method.
Yeah, the CDs. They just put them in a tube.
Yeah, and there's and then they, like, and then they blow it into, like, a toddler's crib.
You should keep going.
They load it.
Okay.
They load it.
I will.
They
because,
load
and then they pull out.
Yeah.
Then they pull out dildo knives.
Okay.
And they start fighting each other. They tie each other's hands together. No, they tie each other together at the nipple.
Yes.
Nipple clamp each other together.
Okay.
And then they do like a West Side Story type battle.
I met a girl named Maria.
There's a dick in my chest.
Dick in the chest.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and it turns out that Obama was there too. Photoshop Obama's picture just
sure.
on like one of their faces.
Yeah.
And then he makes a comment on it about how it kind of represents like the duality of man.
Okay.
Put right now to
yeah.
end it all up.
Okay.
Obama's face.
Yeah.
Keep calm and buckle your seatbelt and Gangnam Style and okay. animate his face to do this. Tonight, tonight, the world is full of light.
Okay.
What else?
That's it. No, that's
no,
it.
No, that's good.
I'm not going to break your fucking back on Monday night.
Well, what else? Yeah, okay, and then hard cut to Goatsy right here.
Goatsy.
Got
show
it.
Just, and don't fucking cower.
No,
show
no.
It.
I'm going to yeah. show it. Everyone
dude,
is show
let's
it.
Go raw.
Let's go.
If you're not seeing Goatsy in its unedited
form. If you're not seeing
form,
it right now, then I hate myself.
Then Sean pussed
out. I fucking suck in the future. Right now, present Sean is cool. Future Sean fucking sucks.
Green yeah. screen my face right into the center.
Yeah, put Garrett's
yeah.
face in the center.
Yeah.
Put my hands where his hands are.
Okay, hold on, though. Start with just a mound of dreads okay. coming out of the center of the butthole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the dreads part, and it's Garrett's face.
Okay.
Garrett, pull it.
Yeah, pull it so I can use that this footage.
Close up on Garrett.
Perfect. That's going to be great.
Yeah. You better do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you better
guys,
fucking do this,
I'm totally going to do it.
Okay, cool.
I'm totally going to do all of
this.
This
is going to be a great
that's
podcast.
Cool. It's going to be so good.
This is going
to be
the best
podcast. It's going to be so good. Fuck yeah.
All right. Well, I think we just need to cut to the chase and... Oh.
What?
God, sorry.
Oh, we just did it. That was the chase,
said,
everybody.
The sponsor specifically said, like,
no,
flatulence.
The side effects.
We need to get to breaking Mega 64 news. The most important thing that happened this week... Most of the public watching knows it happened because it made history, but I'm going to tell the few living in a cave who might have missed it.
The trolls.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the promised day came yesterday.
Whoa!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Prophecy fulfilled itself.
What?
Paul McCartney played temporary secretary.
We did it!
Why?
We did it!
It's a concert!
We played fucking it. Did it.
Yesterday, I got, I checked my messages, and suddenly everything blew up. I'm like, did something bad happen? Who
Twitter,
who died?
Facebook, across the whole social
across
media
across everything.
Board?
And I look, and a guy in the UK who was at the show at that time, it was about 1 p.m. our time, and you know, the UK is about 8 hours ahead.
Yeah.
He played Stadium there, or whatever. It was about nine
Wembley
something.
Wembley Stadium?
Whatever that is. No, I don't know what it is.
Glastonbury?
Sure. But anyway.
It was Pip Stadium.
Yes,
it's O2. Yeah,
O2. It was at Cherry Pip Stadium.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Toodle Pip Stadium.
Toodle Pip.
Yeah. It was Constable Responsible Road. And they had a... They had a... Anyway, so they played live, and this guy actually tweeted me, "You're not going to believe this. He is playing Temporary
Secretary
right now. My friends are done. Like, we cannot believe this." And he immediately, like, as soon as it was done, he uploaded a YouTube video from his phone, or whatever, and it was on YouTube. And so we have video proof, and the video has gotten tons of hits because people.
He hasn't played it in forever.
He's never played it.
Never. Never played it live.
And I want that. That's because of us.
Yeah, I just want to say,
let's cast this. I'm going to cast aside the bit. I'm going to throw the bit to the wind.
No bullshit.
No bullshit.
Real talk.
This is the real us.
He played it because of us.
Because of this podcast.
And you could argue, but people have been talking about it. Yeah, but they brought it up to him on the Nerdist podcast. And they did.
Yes.
Why do you think that all got brought up?
Why would the Nerdist podcast bring up Temporary Secretary? Did they discover that on their own and think it was so funny?
No.
Or was that us?
Rocco, you've surpassed your father.
Yeah.
You have.
As far as your influence
you
on Paul McCartney's
influenced
life.
The Beatles.
You are.
You have made.
Yeah, you're more involved in Paul McCartney and
you've made
and his
rock
day-to-day
and roll history.
Business.
I'm actually not joking. My dad messaged me when he saw the news.
Yeah.
And said, "My son has more impact on Paul McCartney's life than me." FML, which all you kids
FML.
At home.
I was just going to say, I mean, he knows it's coming as well, but it is now your job.
FML
to
is short for familia.
He would like. I mean, it's every father's wish to have you the one who takes him out.
Yeah. Eric, that's what happens.
Eric likes it.
Eric, God, this is serious.
My
Eric.
Son has more influence on Paul McCartney than me. Familia.
He's got to go
kill his dad tonight.
Yeah.
Me familia. You ever seen that movie, Me Familia? This is like the exact plot.
It's heavy for me. I'm sorry. It's a big deal.
Anyways, let's get back to how we made this happen.
Now, it sounds, again, like I said, jokes aside, and we said all this, and it probably still sounds like a joke. I really 100% believe we had some that we caused the snowball to roll.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you know what it did.
Yeah. I'm really not joking. Mm-hmm. I'm really being serious.
Yeah. Oh, I know you're.
Right. I don't think that
in his whole 70-year lifespan, he's never played it once. And last year we started the campaign.
Put the bug in his
and
ear.
He played it.
And you know what? Somehow we got the bug.
I really believe that.
Instagram recently. It was the anniversary of Paul McCartney 2 coming out.
Yeah.
And there's a photo of the album that said, what's your favorite song? I obviously commented, Temporary Chekhachari was my comment,
yeah,
for sure. But I was scrolling through, like, the thousands of comments. Yeah. There were so many of those.
Really?
Temporary Chekhachari, because people are on the same fucking wavelength as I am.
It's true.
Our fans know we infected it.
We did it.
That's we inception.
Did it. So
you incepted Paul McCartney.
And you know what? Judging by the sound of the video,
we took Paul to the fifth level.
Artificial inception.
It sounded good. It sounded like the album.
And he had a whole
with just the
yes. And let me. And what I wanted to say is the greatest reward to me was the video that our friend posted on YouTube, and we reposted it on our Twitter. The audio, or well, he has a video. It's from kind of far away, but what's great is it's the song just starting, mm-hmm, and you can hear him and every one of his friends all laughing as soon as the video starts. Just oh my god! And in the info of the video, it was we did it, Mega 64 boys.
So
whatever.
This video. I was getting official Mega 64 is in the name of the description there.
That's right.
Look
so
at that.
Yeah. So what I want to know is how much did he? This is what I don't know.
What?
How much did he pay tribute to Mega 64 on stage? Did he name drop us? What skit did he show?
Yeah.
I think him doing the song was the skit.
That's.
But
oh,
he could have. I'm saying he could have at least shown the new PT
he probably,
video. Or,
give him a thumbs up and he'll do the skit again.
Paul McCartney's warm up routine on that night was logging on to youtube.com/mega64.
Probably.
Clicking on the popular uploads video.
Yeah.
And probably watching about 10 to 20 videos.
Probably.
Getting himself in the mood to have a good show. Capitalizing and topping it all off with our Beatles Rock Band skit.
It's probably what
yeah,
song.
And he probably kind of just reflected on, oh, you know what? I actually am pretty good. Like, he never realized it before.
Right.
True.
And he's like, oh, these guys, I got to pay them back. And then he probably did a Google search,
he
Twitter
looked
search.
In the comments probably of that Beatles video.
Internet search,
yeah,
started doing, Paul McCartney's doing the fucking internet detective shit, looking up, what does Mega 64 want to hear? And then he comes out with Temporary Secretary. That's what happened.
If he's going to add it permanently to, like, not permanently, but for this, just this
tour.
I guess he played it again tonight.
He did.
Oh my
god. He also played. He played a song from Destiny tonight too. He's never played that either.
Wow. Well, the video from Destiny, because
it's about video games. Another slight nod to Mega 64.
There you go.
Oh shit! He probably watched our Destiny explanation of the story video,
and he was.
He probably logged on to YouTube.com/Mega64.
I bet he's a fan of our Twitch channel.
He probably
honestly,
is.
He's watching right now.
He probably is. Hey, I mean, Veggie Games in the chat.
Yeah.
That could be. He likes Veggie Games.
Yo, everybody watching at home, turn this off. Go to mega64.com/twitch channel TV.
That sounds right.
Load it up. Get into the chat room. Tell us if you see Paul McCartney there. Come back and let us
know. Which one of y'all is Paul? Because I know it could be Greedo's butt.
could be Radical Yosef.
Yeah, champ of the couch.
Champ of the couch. Bubba Disco.
Bubba Disco. Bubba Disco said, "I am Paul." Hello.
Disco. Oh, that's him.
Hi, Paul. Thank
Whoa.
You.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, but I just want to say, regardless of all that we've said, let me emphasize two things.
Two things.
Get close.
I really do believe we started it. I really do believe we caused this to happen. I'm not joking.
Okay.
But when I say we, I'm not just talking about the people sitting here.
No.
I really mean everyone watching right now, everybody who contributed and tweeted about Temporary Secretary, use the hashtag Temporary Secretary.
That's true.
In fact, I say we, I mean all of us.
In fact, the people here,
you out there,
we probably had the least amount of effect.
You know,
there you
because
go.
We're just sitting here on our own podcast saying it.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually tweet at Paul or fill out any Instagram survey.
Kevin.
That was you guys.
How many times did you put it on the jukebox when we were at a Buffalo Wild Wings? Or a...
Lost count.
Lost count. Kevin plays Temporary Secretary on the jukebox a lot.
Yeah.
I think you record it on your personal channel videos. It gets out there into the community.
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
This is a big day for us. We fucking did it.
All right, next up, I want to see Paul play Chop Suey. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
I want to see Paul.
That'll be the real test.
Yeah, in his British accent. Grab a little, put a little makeup. You know how. I'm not the world famous musician, okay?
Yeah, you can even slow it down. What if he did it just on the piano like Wings, man?
No, that didn't happen.
Okay.
Hasn't happened yet. I want to see Garrett, shut the fuck up. I want to see Chop Suey happen in 2015, baby, live. Shut up, Garrett!
Just saying, a piano a cappella version of Chop Suey, maybe he goes to the acoustic route.
He needs to come back to San Diego.
He doesn't have to go.
When you say shut up, Derek, Garrett is like, I don't know what that means. I'm really not sure what that means.
I don't speak. When I get hit with the rude negative vibes, it's like. I've got
bounces off of him.
Got an AT field that just kind of
that AT field
that deflects negativity.
That was that
Garrett.
Bullshit.
Would you please stop talking for a moment?
I didn't. Hear
this
that.
Is as nice as I could put it.
I didn't hear that.
Shut the fuck up, please.
Oh no, he's using the voice.
I didn't hear.
Whoa!
No, Garrett.
I can't fucking withstand that.
Hey, shut up.
Oh,
shut the. Fuck up!
Oh, fuck, dude, that's hard.
Or I'm gonna go crazy and do a funny crime!
No! That's the worst kind!
Bury me!
Anyways,
meme spouting idiot over here.
I am. That was a meme, and I did
spout
it.
Sorry, everyone. That was a. You know, we.
That was a meme spout I just did.
That's a hell of a meme spout.
I gotta know when to cut
Welcome
it off.
Welcome came sorry. Right out your meme spout.
Yeah. Welcome to the number one internet podcast on video games.
Hey, we influence Paul McCartney, so we are the number one.
Hey,
as far as I'm concerned,
number one rock and roll podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Now we're number one. Fuck you, the metal show. Is that a? I think that's a podcast.
Yeah, Jim Florentine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Yes. VH1. Classics.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That metal show. Whatever.
No.
I'm not gonna say yes again. Yeah. No, it's not.
No.
Shut up.
Hey, I want to, real quick, well, actually, in other Mega 64 news, we'll just say real quick, we also put out a new video, this week. We put out our PT video came out, this week, and made quite an impact. I was surprised, actually, the impact that it made, a game about, the scary world of PT.
Yeah. Let me say that I think had more fun filming that video than a lot. I mean, that's like one of the highlights. I think I loved filming that video.
It was fun.
That was great.
There.
It was a ton of fun. We got pizza.
Was it fun for you?
We did get pizza. Yeah. It was good pizza.
Yeah,
it was good pizza.
Yeah, it was pepperoni and meatballs.
We had catering at our shoot. That is very rare.
It was a highlight, but that's not to detract from how much fun we did have filming. But
yeah, I just I had a ton of fun filming. But it was a video that kind of we kind of came up with, not on the spot. We did it ahead of time, but it was still kind of. What am I trying to say? It was like we were still kind of discovering it as we were going.
Let me take the reins here. The video kind of came about just in a conversation real fast in our office, which was, dude, what if we made a video that was filmed like PT, you're stuck in that hallway, but instead of a ghost, it's the Konami. It's just some guy from Konami like, and I remember describing that, and I went, and I smacked my head
so hard,
so hard against the wall behind me that after 20 seconds of pitching the idea, it was like, ow, fuck, ow.
And then,
okay, we'll just do that. And we didn't discuss the video again until we showed up.
Are you okay? We'll do that. Are you okay?
Yeah. So with that much planning, but we went into the shoot.
Yeah, Derek blurted that out, though, and I couldn't stop thinking about it for days after. I kept like, damn, yeah, that was a good idea. I want to do that. I want to film something like PT. I was really jazzed about it, and I brought it up to Dominic, and he was like, oh shit, you gotta film that. Yeah, I don't know, it just seemed like, oh, it's a really good idea.
When you pitched it to me too, I was instantly like, yeah, I definitely want to help you film that's it's a really good point.
So we went into it. Garrett knew of an old house that had the perfect hallway for it
and bathroom.
Freaky house
and freaky bathroom. Yeah. And and so we got that anyway. So we went there on late at night, and it was perfect. And it was really fun to film. I asked Derek if he had fun during it, because what I did feel like is I had a blast filming that video, but I wasn't in it, and I feel like Derek had a lot of Derek was in it and kind of the one figuring out the logistics of things, so mm-hmm. I was honestly curious. I was like, I wonder if he's not having fun, but I'm having
yeah,
fun.
Of all the
I don't
heavy,
know.
Of all
I
the
had
heavy
a blast.
Lifting,
yeah.
It was like 100% Derek.
Yeah, well,
no,
and Sean
no,
did a
no,
lot,
no,
too.
No,
Sean
yeah,
lot
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Sean did a lot, too.
But I was a little bit in the backseat.
Equipment-wise, too. I mean, you lit everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but it was very easy. And you were holding the lights, too. I feel like at this point, we're such a tight crew that once the ideas are there, we all work to facilitate them. So, no, it was not stressful. It was fun. The only thing that was stressful to me... And honestly, this goes for every video, is just the process of making it is you can never in the moment tell how long you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When you have half an hour left, it feels like you still have 6 hours to go. And you never know, like, when am I going to be done? So that comes tedious, and that kind of weighs on you.
It sneaks up on you. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, that was the last shot.
Yeah.
We're done.
Yeah. And sometimes, like, oh, that was the last shot. Then you're packing up. It's like, oh, wait, fuck. We got one more shot. Oh, wait. We got two more shots.
Yeah.
So you can never be sure.
I was behind the camera for a good portion of that video, and I had so much fun. I don't know why. Something about just going down the hallway. And
well, that's true.
Like,
you had a dolly.
Here's my take on why it was fun filming it.
Yeah.
And I think Kevin will probably agree with this, too. Kevin was there, too, helping out.
Had the most fun, I think.
It's rare that you film at a location that is the location. For example, we got to film a video. It looks like we're on a pirate ship. Well, you're probably going to green screen that. You're not really there.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. This was a video about a scary house.
At night.
And we were in a scary house.
At night.
At night.
And that made it fun.
That's true.
As far as I'm concerned. So, Kevin.
Fucking
now,
Kevin.
Now, Kevin, I will say, was the one downside of the whole thing.
I will agree
all
with that.
Okay. All the door banging.
I want to say one thing, though. All right. Kevin, it has a little bit of a reputation amongst us. Maybe y'all out there in Internetville don't know this. But let me pass some Internetville gossip around the old gossip mill.
Okay.
Ooh.
Kevin likes getting freaky in the dark.
Freaky in the dark.
Which is to say, he is a scare freak.
Yes.
He is a scare junkie and a scare addict. He likes being scared. He likes putting himself in scary situations. Kevin, if this is true, nod the camera up and down like you're saying yes.
He plays
there
PT.
It is.
There you go.
Midnight.
With headphones on.
With headphones and no lights.
So... Yeah, we were in a scary house, and Kevin kept disappearing throughout the whole night, and we wouldn't know where he was going.
It's pissing us off.
There's a freaky, like, you thought the hallway was freaky? There's a freaky deaky basement to this whole fucking house.
Yeah. Which I did film.
Yeah,
if you go to my YouTube channel, you can see a little tour.
But I want to say, y'all went into that basement without me, and I managed to scare at least one of you worse than Kevin did for the entire night.
It's true.
Yeah.
Everybody went to the basement and left me upstairs to put up lights or whatever, and they were down there for a long time, and I thought I could call them up here, but I won't. And instead, I crept into the basement, and I shut the door behind me, and I put my hood up, and I just calmly sat at the top of the staircase, and I waited there for about 10 minutes, and I could hear everybody exploring the basement with their cell phones out, using them for lights, and I just patiently waited, and I think it was Rocco who finally came out. And was
the
first person to see the hooded figure sitting at the top of the steps.
It was just Derek. It was you couldn't see who it was. It was so dark, but it was someone with a hood just in the middle of the steps.
I knew that the scariest thing they could see as far as a ghost or a haunting would be just somebody sitting there.
Yeah.
Nobody popping out or shouting, but just discovering a thing all on your own. And what did you say? I think he shined his light on me and said something like, oh, mother of fuck, fuck you.
You piece of shit.
You piece of shit,
I did call you a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So that was good. That was,
but
unfortunately, the best scare of the night was not caught on camera.
I didn't know what it was. And I came out that
door. Oh, yeah.
And
then Rocco, my friend, wanted to keep it going. Didn't want to ruin where
excellent.
I was. So I think he mentioned something. He's like, oh, son of a bitch. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
And I was like, what is that?
Yeah, and then seconds later, Rocco was like, I walked through a spider web.
Yeah. So I came out there not expecting to see you, and it got me, too.
There was a time when we were filming... And it must have been 25 minutes, and we had lost Kevin. Kevin
was
gone for that long, and I would, like, assume he's got to be in the basement. So, like, Kevin, we're filming. We need you. Kevin? I don't know. And we go back to filming, and then, Kevin, I'm not going down there, fucker.
I was trying to spook him out.
Being a jerk.
I looked up on YouTube, like, Halloween horror sounds mix.
Yeah.
And just started playing it through the venting to see if it would echo down into the basement where he was hiding.
Yeah.
He wouldn't come out. We couldn't flush him out.
The scariest moment for me is when I'm doing that again and I'm yelling, hey, fucker, Kevin, I'm going down the bottom of the stairs. Just come meet me. And he wouldn't do it. I'm like, fuck it. And I went back upstairs, and then he opens up the bathroom door right as I get to the top, and it's like,
he wasn't down there.
Who was he talking to? It was so scary.
Yeah, so it was a good experience.
We were there late.
There till like 1 in the morning.
Did anyone experience any actual supernatural activity?
No.
I didn't either.
I didn't.
No, but not on that night.
But
no.
we
have later.
We
still we'll have another story we'll have about that
at
on
some
another,
point about. But it is
podcast.
And it's really? Legitimately
legitimate haunting.
Legitimately
haunting.
I don't know what else to tell.
Legit
else
haunting.
To say.
I know about this place. Wow. Okay. Fuck.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
The way that we filmed the video, that hallway was actually a lot smaller than it looked. But I have Canon made a fisheye lens that is, I think, the widest lens that Canon has ever made. And we used that to give it that look of that really, like, it was kind of looming bigger.
That's what I wanted
bigger.
To talk about now.
Yeah.
We did. We used a fisheye lens to make the hall look longer than it was.
Yeah.
It probably would have been better, honestly, to switch out and not use the fisheye lens exclusively
sure.
for
yeah,
the
exactly.
video.
Sure.
But we
it
did.
Gave it a look, though.
Yeah. So sure. any, you know, aspiring filmmakers out there, that was the secret we used. The only problem was that it gave like a it warped the edges of the doorway when you walk through it. It caused them to bend into a circle.
Sure. Yeah.
Which kind of took you out of the vibe of the video, but whatever. Fisheye lens was very valuable in that shot.
Yeah.
In that video. And what else to say about
that? How was editing
video?
That video? Because it must have been I didn't edit, obviously.
It was actually really easy to
was
edit.
It? Because it was just so many
same
the
hallway.
Same shot.
So yeah. What happened was Derek kind of edited all the hallway parts together.
Yeah.
And he's the one who did the transitions between them, and the meat of the video was basically there. And then he left, and I did all the kind of sounds and
right.
the other little ancillary things,
YouTube
like the little
video?
Poem and stuff like that.
Or the YouTube video was just raw off
yeah.
your iPhone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was on his phone. But anyway.
Yeah. Filmed so the wrong way.
I added all the other stuff, oh, yeah. and originally... Originally, the little kind of the thing the guy says on the radio that's at the end of the video, "Dad was such a drag," all that whole thing was actually in the body of the video over him walking around, and I just kind of I didn't know exactly what everyone wanted it to say in that radio broadcast, so I just kind of improvised that and I put it in, and then when I showed it to the other guys the next day, it was like, okay, well it's generally okay, but the other guys were like, hey, put that at the end. Have that thing, that
it's
thing
so
that's
poignant.
On the radio,
yeah.
put that out at the end. You know, the game actually ends on a radio broadcast, and that is, and it's kind of a poignant note, yeah. So, and that made it way better, was putting that there at the end, and it ends on such a, it's always interesting to me to end a video not on, like, we always try to end on a sting or a big laugh, and the absence of it is almost a bigger stinger.
Yeah.
So I really was happy with that.
Like, oh, this isn't funny, this is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a statement.
This sucks.
That video got around.
Yeah, it did.
Like
and
a whore.
So
right?
we saw it on.
No.
Wouldn't say
like
that.
A video.
No.
Like a viral
that. Video. Or
yeah.
a virus.
Oh!
Like a,
hey,
yeah.
hey, Garrett.
What?
Shut up.
Oh, come
yeah.
on. Come
on.
From him?
Dude, you are lucky you are so sexy to get away with that shit.
You are
what?
Lucky.
I'm gonna say. If you were looking like me, you could not say that stuff. Anyways, back to Rocco.
The video got around. It was on all kinds of news sites. And at one point, we were the number... I don't even know if I told you guys this. We were the number one search result when you search Konami.
We were?
On Google.
Ha.
Number one when you look at it.
Suck it, Konami.
It just said right there.
Wow.
A video made for people, fans of Konami, who need a laugh right now or something like that. And I was going to say, like, I think the video, more or less, like, people took it as, you know, kind of a burn on things. I don't think any of us care, and even people out there, I'm not even speaking for me or whatever, but I think people in general don't care, or don't, I should say, they understand that Konami is transitioning to a new business. You know, if console stuff wasn't working out for them, they have to look out for themselves, and they're shifting to a new platform with mobile games or whatever. Okay. I think this video is more a burn on how it was handled.
Yeah, they handled it like... as bad as you possibly could handle something.
Yeah, it wasn't really you know, it was a video more about how unfairly it was kind of handled to the people who supported them and also, you know, worked there or whatever. And I think it was more about that, about the execution sure. versus what they did.
Yeah, businesses also, go out of, you know, that businesses
this
in.
Is a shift.
That happens.
Yeah. And, too, I think maybe maybe our reputation precedes us a little bit and people might think we're a little bit more venomous than we actually are. Because
yeah.
I feel like we approach this video with just trying to make a funny video about PT and about yeah. what was happening and didn't really read too much into what we were doing or what we were saying. We were just coming up with gags for a PT video that fit into the context of what was going on. Because I read a lot of people's reactions like, wow, you guys really burned Konami. Wow, you guys didn't pull any punches.
But these are things that are actually happening.
Yeah, and I just felt like, yeah. well, we were just on the spot. Like, okay, what's the next gag? He walks through and his eBay listing is gone. Okay, what's the next gag?
We were just showing what was happening.
Yeah, maybe his YouTube video is taken down. Then we'll portray that like it's scary.
Like, oh, sick burn, but we're just pointing out things that yeah, really
These
happen.
Are just things that happen.
Yeah, we weren't trying to cut, you know, to the core of Konami and be like,
no,
yeah,
we're
this,
friends with people that
yeah,
work
we'll
there.
Stick it to them. Yeah. It's just like, no, let's just be funny.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, working with them for us was always a positive experience, but these are things they have done. And they were in the video. And that was really it.
It's a changing of the guard. I mean, like you said, yeah, businesses changed their format.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's sad the way the fans have been kind
the
of
fans,
left,
and I feel like
the cold.
A lot of people who worked at Konami also got fucked over. Yeah. So
the only thing that's sad to me is that good games will not be coming out. Yep. Everybody who lost a job, I'm sure they'll get another job. You know, there's enough jobs in the world. There's enough money to make Konami happy.
And honestly, we don't really know.
We don't even
if
know what
people
happened.
Have lost jobs. We
That's
don't know.
A good
we
point.
Don't know the
we
inside.
We don't know anything.
We don't. But all we could say, kind of with some certainty, is that some games we were looking forward to will not be coming out now. That's what's sad. And that
and
sucks.
The way that they were kind of ripped from the way in which they were covered up yep. was just
funny.
Not yeah.
We
yeah.
made fun of it.
Strange. Yeah.
I think that our video is at times legitimately scary, though. I think that...
Yeah, I was going to say, when I was doing the sound effect stuff, I was going through frame by frame to move some parts, and I forgot about your fucking through the door.
No!
And it made me jump in the middle
nice.
Of the night.
That's funny.
I made Derek jump when I thought we filmed that.
Yeah, it was very scary. I had nightmares that night, to be honest. I went home, and I laid down to go to bed, and I was just in my bed, and I was, like, spooked out. I kept, like, seeing
really?
That hallway when I would close my eyes, and I was like, what if that hallway... All right. The house we were at was very close to where I live, and I was thinking as I'm laying down to bed, if there was an actual ghost in that hallway,
it could have followed
you. I would be the closest one to it. and I want to say that video obviously was inspired by PT, watched PT playthroughs to come up with the style of everything too. But also, like I said last week, I just watched It Follows, which was a really yeah. good scary movie, and kind of I think that was kind of rumbling around in my brain when we were filming this. And so I was thinking, like, PT will follow me.
That ghost
PT
will get,
follows,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, it'll haunt it. It'll
creep me out when I went home that night. So, yeah, it was a scary video.
Yeah. Anyways, I liked it a lot. I was very happy
with
how that turned out.
The door shutting gets me when you walk to leave and the door slams shut and then the bathroom door creaks open.
That was you did that. You were the person closing the door.
Yeah. Kevin was doing all the door rattling and banging.
Yeah. It was fun.
Anyway, last thing I want to say about the video.
Keep talking. I want to talk about this video all night. Fuck what anybody thinks.
Oh,
it's
got to
be.
I want to
say something, but it's got to be the last word.
Okay.
It's got to be the last word on
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is going to end the PT discussion. Door's closing. It's like Hoth when they're waiting for Luke to come back.
All right. All right.
When is it?
All right. The door's just shut. I have been known to be wrong from time to time.
From time to time. I got an email that made me really happy.
Enough said.
From me.
Thank you.
And I said, Rocco, good job.
All right, next subject. Nintendo. Nintendo. We did a video for Nintendo last week. And I was going to say just real fast. We talked about it a ton last week. But I wanted to mention something we didn't really, we talked about it for so long last week, but we didn't really get to go into detail on this one thing. The song that was in our Nintendo video, that our video that we made for Nintendo's E3 2015 stuff, That song was an original song during the workout, Reggie's workout, was an original song made by a good friend of ours, Carson. Carson has done a few different songs for us. He was also responsible, if you ever saw Sequence Erase, he did the cover, the Sequence Erase cover that was at the end of it. But anyway, he did the song that was in that was during Reggie's workout, and did that a really quick turnaround too. So I just wanted to say thank you to Carson.
Thanks, Carson.
And,
shouts out.
That song turned out great. And he did a whole version of it. We'll have to put that out at some point.
Is that with his band or is it solo stuff?
I'm not sure. But I think he did it on his own. He had someone do female vocals for it. And what our plan was going to be entirely female vocals. I did a rough kind of demo of kind of how it could go, just as an example. And I just kind of improvised lyrics over the music. I did it in one take, and sent that to him. And then we got female vocals back. That's what I put in the video. But Nintendo was like, "Whoa, whoa, where'd your vocals go?" I was like, "No, we're going to use the female vocals." And they were like, "No, we liked yours better." Oh, okay. And then at one point, it had both, but the final one came out and it had mine in it. So anyway,
I think though ending with the female vocals of the same song was kind of cool.
It was kind of neat. Yeah,
both versions. She's in the credits.
Yeah, but anyway, so that's how that went. But anyway, Carson did a great job with that song. And yeah, if some of you have noticed it, but there's a Wii Sports theme riff in there. Mm-hmm. If you ever go to the title screen of Wii Sports, mm-hmm. you'll hear that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and that's kind of hidden in the chorus. Anyway, cool little Easter egg.
It's an Easter egg. Go to eeggs.com.
Submit.
Update the page about the Nintendo E3 video. Because
Is there a video section? I thought there was just a DVD section.
Start the internet video section with our Nintendo video. Let them know the Wii Sports Easter egg does exist.
Okay.
Let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors, yeah. LootCrate.com. Check out LootCrate.com. Get cool stuff every month. Go to LootCrate. Yeah.
LootCrate.com/Mega64.
/ Mega 64.
And we have one to open, which maybe we'll open a little later.
No, where is it?
Will I open now?
Yeah, go find it.
It's right there.
Want me to hand it to him?
Okay, we'll retrieve
boom,
it.
Boom, do boom, I, boom.
Thank you. Let's crack this sumbee open.
Okay.
Now, I'm very excited. I saw some people opening up their loot crates earlier this week.
Spoiler,
and
you know what's in there.
I might have an idea of what's inside there. Some cracked articles, I'm guessing. They printed them out for my favorite website.
Whoa.
Now,
okay.
What do we got?
We got a shirt. Oh, Rocco. We got a Power Rangers shirt.
Oh, my God.
Green Ranger.
Rocco. Look at that.
Rocco is the Tommy shirt.
It's green and white.
Rocco, it's the Tommy shirt.
There's Jeff Tiger.
All right. Hey, Sean's acting facetious.
I'm not.
That's actually cool.
I'm not.
This is the Tommy shirt. Tommy is the best Power Ranger. David Jason Frank. Tommy
white,
Lee.
White Tiger Zord and Green Ranger.
Exactly.
Was the Green Ranger awesome. A dino? Was that a dino ranger?
Hold on. Real quick. Dragon. Rocco. Yeah. Who's cooler / better, White Ranger or Green Ranger?
I pick Green. Green had the whole, like, I've got to preserve my power, so he swoops in only when it's, like, the card, you know, everything's low, the chips are low, everything's bad,
whatever.
He doesn't
flaunt it.
White Ranger was super powerful and was boring.
There you have it, folks.
But Saba, he did have Saba.
He would just stick behind. Yeah, he had Saba, but he got played out.
We
Green
got
Ranger.
Marvel all shoelaces.
Oh fuck!
You don't have shoelaces. I do. Actually, I don't have them either. Shit.
Oh, these are like the shoelaces Wolverine would wear before he fucks up Sabretooth's day.
Dude, you got Marvel.
Say your prayers, Victor.
A Marvel ice cube tray.
Oh shit! Wolverine would chew ice cubes to get ready for Apocalypse.
He'd be like, "Hey, Bobby, I need a little."
When Wolverine, when Wolverine's enjoying an iced brewski, a beer, he puts the Marvel ice cubes in there, and then he goes, "I'm ready to fuck Apocalypse up."
We got a Rick and Morty 300 piece puzzle.
Which, oh,
who's a puzzle fiend here?
Wolverine is.
Eric loves Rick and Morty.
I like Rick.
Throw that
Wolverine.
In Eric.
Wolverine. There was an issue. There was an issue of X-Men where Wolverine put that puzzle together, and then he looked at Mr. Sinister right in the eyes and saw that Mr. Sinister had not yet finished the puzzle and went bitch made.
Oh,
and then he
classic.
flipped him off with the one spike. You know,
middle
is classic Wolverine.
I've seen that.
Adamantium.
We got Team Fortress. Crisis 2 pin set. It's a Loot Crate exclusive, so you can only get those.
Holy Loot Crate. You thought you could get that somewhere else, idiot?
We have an
there was an episode where the episode of the TV series where Wolverine had all four of these, and then Cable came from the future and took one pin.
Oh, wow.
Wolverine
and
had to track him down.
Avengers
fucked up the future.
Decal for your car.
Baby Hope with them.
Or your motorcycle, if you're Wolverine.
We have a special edition of Mad Magazine.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It's a Loot Crate exclusive.
Wow.
That's Who wants cool. that?
I used to love Mad Magazine.
I used to have a subscription Mad Magazine. Probably the only magazine I ever subscribed to.
Sounds.
I think this should go to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Look at that. Bravest Warriors
and Bravest
book.
Warriors.
What
there we go.
What is it? A mashup of?
That's awesome.
It's Mad Magazine and Game of Thrones. I mean, come on.
Cutie Bee. What is that thing? Honey Bee?
If it was Mad Magazine and Cat Power Rangers, I'd give it to you.
That shirt's an exclusive too, Rocco. That's actually a pretty cool design.
Yeah.
Anyways, cool. Check out lootcrate.com.
You guys can get /Vegas64.
Boom. The item of the month, the Mad Magazine exclusive issue. This is why you subscribe to Loot Crate, baby. Oh, yeah. Lootcrate.com/Omega64.
Subscribe to that. And we also want to thank Kickapoo Joy Juice.
Kickapoo.
Great soda that sponsors us every week. Go to Kickapoo, drinkkickapoo.com.
Yeah.
And follow them on Twitter at drinkkickapoo. And
you can get it on Amazon,
and
right?
You can order it on Amazon or on their website. Either way, it's all good.
And you know what? If your mom doesn't buy Kickapoo, she's fucking up. You need to go, everybody, if your mom isn't buying Kickapoo, tomorrow morning, when your mom's watching Oprah, whatever, go into the kitchen, open up the fridge, be like, Mom, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to Kickapoo?
Tell her, get your ass down
yell
to
that
the
as
store.
Loud as you can.
Yell that, use Kickapoo as a verb. How the fuck am I supposed to Kickapoo? That'll get her attention. She'll be so confused by that shit, she'll think something's wrong. Seriously. And she'll start getting all worked up, like, how am I going to fix this situation? And then you tell her, give me some Kickapoo. Come on.
Tell your mom to go out to the store. Tell that bitch to go buy Kickapoo.
Call her a bitch? That was rude. Wow.
That's a song. That's a famous song.
I was trying to get it in there earlier.
Was in the...
Rick
and Morty. Eric has it. Bravest Warriors.
Honeybee.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think... Did Tyson? Yeah, Tyson did the cover of this. Tyson was on our Christmas cast last year.
Oh, no.
Whoa!
He was here with Mariel, and he did the cover of this.
Exclusive Mega 64 community breaking their way into the Loot Crate. Support the community.
Damn. I knew he was a cover guard, so I didn't know
he was
on
the
Bravest
He was the banana eater.
Ah.
That's sick.
Hell yeah. He ate a lot of bananas.
That's sick.
So anyway.
Anyways, so shout at your mom. What the fuck is wrong with you? How am I supposed to kick a fucking poo?
Right.
Mom, you're fucking up my fucking life. You're the one person who's supposed to love me, and you're treating me like shit. You're antagonizing me, bitch. The B word is optional. I got carried away. That's
you don't have to, I wouldn't say that.
Look, when my mom antagonizes me, I use the B word.
You do.
You can tell your dad bastard. You can flip it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way,
there's two B words.
Look, if your parents aren't buying you Kickapoo, they're instigating you. They're trying to start shit with you.
Yeah.
Let them have it.
It's disrespecting you on your own turf. I mean, you live there.
It's definitely your turf.
Don't let him throw their fucking sign up in your face. You're not going to take that shit.
Hey, look, I think the kids have more right to the house than the parents do, because the parents can go anywhere. The kids have to stay in the house.
And there's a curfew if you're under 18.
Exactly.
Parents have to be in the house.
10 o'clock rolls around, the parent could fly off to Las Vegas, never come back if they wanted. This guy's done it. And the kids are trapped in a Kickapoo-less house.
Then you're fucked.
Fuck that.
How are you going to play games without any fucking fuel?
Exactly.
I make the kids drink at least 2 Kickapoo before bedtime.
Yeah? Or else they have shit dreams, right?
You know, or else they can't get to fucking sleep even though they're tired because drink your fucking soda and then go to bed.
Yeah.
It's called parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First one to finish the soda gets to spray the dog.
That's what I say. And then we spray that fucker down.
Shake it up.
So anyways.
All right. So.
Steve Austin.
I think that does the promotion for them.
Welcome. I wanted to reiterate. We've talked about this before. But I wanted to say. We are, in a matter of days, going to be at MomoCon in Atlanta, Georgia. We will be there. We have a panel on Friday the 29th. It's at, I believe 2 p.m. In the villains room, I don't know why we got put in that room.
That's a mistake. Typo.
Little,
yeah.
Seems like a little bit rude, but
they
okay.
They should put us in the dog room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doghouse.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You belong in the doghouse.
So that's on Friday, and then Saturday night, Saturday around 9:30.
9:30,
we're going to do the Mega 64 podcast live, and I think it will be streamed to the people at home.
Oh, wow.
So there will be a live podcast next week, just not on Sunday night. It'll
coming,
be Saturday
coming
night.
Coming straight out of MomoCon.
But
MomoCast.
Yeah, there you go. Follow us on Twitter, look at our website and all that stuff for the latest info, but... We're going to be recording a podcast there, so come and join us. And then we have some signings, too. I think we have a signing right after our panel on that Friday.
Oh,
and then
cool.
I think we have a panel earlier on Sunday, too. Or, I'm sorry, a signing earlier on Sunday. So check your schedule if you're going, and there'll be plenty of opportunities for you to meet us and us
hang out. It'll be fun.
And all that stuff. Hopefully, we're going to try to maybe bring some items people can get from us. We just sold out. If you go to shop.mega64.com, this last week put back on sale
Boom.
Our snapback hats. And great news, they're already sold out. They're gone again.
Mm.
I and swear to God,
we
had so much more this time. It was absurd. And they,
it's
but they,
okay,
they
we'll bring them back. We'll bring them back. Don't worry, they'll be back.
All right, we're going to bring them back.
They'll
there it
back.
Is, official announcement. But the good news is we do have a stack of them sort of left. And we're going to try to bring those to MomoCon if we can. So ask about it there. We might have some. We might not. I'm not sure. But ask us, and maybe we'll have some other items, too. We'll try. So anyway, so ask about it if you see us. Otherwise, we're looking forward to MomoCon. And I wanted to say real fast, we don't need to go into it a ton right now, but I've just been confirmed. All you people going to San Diego Comic-Con.
I'm going.
The biggest convention of them all.
I live here.
We were confirmed for our booth. I think we're at the same place we've been the past few years.
Nice.
The hall. I believe it's booth 1435, I think is the booth. And we have a panel that Friday night. I don't know if I'm not supposed to announce that or not, but it's out there.
Shit.
About Friday night around 8. We'll have more info for you later of San Diego Comic-Con. We'll be there, so hopefully you guys...
SDCC. Yeah.
And one last thing about the hats. If you order your hat, I got, a lot of orders all at once, and so please be patient. They should come, I'm assuming, this week. So you'll
no excuses.
Unless it's international, then I don't know. That's customs. It's not me.
Yeah, and but we also did put our icon shirts back on sale, and
True.
Those are still available.
Right.
So if you guys didn't get one of those,
True.
Get one now. Anyway, so that's that.
And you can buy a poster.
You could buy a poster. Hmm. We also announced last week, Mega 64 Game Days, we want to reiterate, our yearly event we do at Disneyland.
Disneyland
every year.
And Anaheim.
Anaheim.
You don't have to go to Disneyland if you don't want to.
Yeah,
you don't
have to.
Hey, yesterday I was at Downtown Disney but did not go to Disneyland.
Exactly.
You can do that.
Some
hey,
people
that's rough.
Don't like the corporate bullshit.
Honestly,
so they want to stay out.
Yeah, some people don't want to deal with Disneyland. They just don't like theme parks. You can come out to our event, spend some time with us, get a good laugh.
Boom.
Yeah. The day one event is off site. That's
yeah.
not in Disneyland.
And there's exclusive materials being shown and distributed at that event. So
exactly.
Yeah, come to Game Days. There's no excuse
we'll have some more
not
info.
To go.
Yeah.
Okay? If anybody wants to throw an excuse my way, I will dispel it. So, we'll get to that segment later.
Yeah.
There's no excuse not to go to Game Days. I don't give a fuck.
He's good at dispelling.
We'll have some more info soon on tickets.
And debuffing.
On tickets for the first day event and Disneyland tickets as well. We'll have info on both and hotels and all that stuff very soon. So keep an eye out for that.
Okay.
That's got to be hard going to Downtown Disney, but not Disneyland.
Yeah,
that's like dry humping, I mean? But not.
I don't know what you mean.
We went to that store, that big store. I went there too.
You know what I mean?
The way you described
why
it, so
you
going
go,
to Downtown.
No, you know
Disney
what I mean. It's like someone rubbing against it, but not taking care of it. You know
that
I mean?
That's never happened.
Why would that happen?
Has that ever happened to you?
Not me.
Accident.
An accident.
Accidental dry rub.
An accidental dry hump.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Why wouldn't you just?
It's hard.
All right, that is kind of like what Downtown Disney is like.
True.
It's hard taking the kids because they know it's right there, they know
geez.
That we're not going.
Torture.
Yeah, it's rough.
That is torture.
We went to the Rainforest Cafe as like a it's a fun thing to do, but it's not Disneyland, but it's so fun.
Oh, Lord.
Let's hear this shit out real quick.
All right.
I have a little bit of
dad
a fucking complaint.
Sleeves.
Yeah.
Eric, we got rant music.
I don't know if anyone leaves that place without a complaint.
I sit down, and my mother-in-law is joining us in 5 minutes, and the waiter comes by, and he says, what would you like? And I said, here's a lot of drinks, water for me, and a water for my mother-in-law, who is joining us in 5 minutes. I can't get her a water.
Ha ha!
You can't get her water?
Let me guess. Because of the drought.
There's a drought in California right now. Don't know if you've heard of it. And I cannot... I'm not allowed to give you water until the person who is sitting there orders the water. Fuck you. You're not getting a fucking tip. I want a fucking water. Give me a water.
You're on a money drought. No tips.
I mean...
You should have asked for two waters to yourself.
Hey, I'm going to go in the bathroom and start flushing the toilets for 5 hours because fuck
Whoa.
You.
Give me a glass. That is so irresponsible.
Hey,
dude.
There's a waterfall right next to me wasting water. Give me a cup of water.
That's probably a closed water system.
Closed loop.
It's true. Yeah.
Could not.
It's true. You're being inconsiderate.
So then 5 minutes later she sat down and says, can I have a water? And she gets a fucking water. What a fucking bunch of bullshit. Fuck that guy.
Now,
fuck you.
It's probably because you were a man. That's what I get out of that story. Yeah. The white male ain't getting no extra water.
Hey,
you're fuck
privileged.
That.
Hey, me and Ginny.
Worst drought in a thousand years that this guy
we were having
cups?
A good time to, I'm so fucking mad right now. I can't see straight.
Well, you and Ginny are both former waiters.
Yes. Yeah, if you ask for a water...
You
give him
a
water.
Water.
And it's a water. If I was in a Coke, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Customer's always right.
And then he's explained to me that we're in a fucking drought.
Have you heard of it?
And I said, yeah, I know. I live here, and I want a water. Fuck you. Wow. Fuck you.
It's like when I don't get sauce
at
Chick-fil-A.
How much of a tip did you leave him?
I think like a $3 tip on $75. So
you can't leave just zero?
That was one person's
water.
Yeah. Cup of water that he should have gotten me, and he fucked up.
I appreciate the standard, Sean.
And then later on, he was trying to like, he could tell that we were fucking pissed, and he was trying to be all like friendly.
Yeah.
And he went like this
too
to me.
Late, buddy.
Oh, I love you, sir. And he like grabbed me and like,
fuck.
I love you, sir.
Oh,
and I was
no
like,
chill.
You know what? Don't touch me.
I was against you at the beginning of this
fuck
story, but now
that.
I'm 100%
fucking
behind
you. Touch
me
and give me my water.
If a waiter ever put
I don't
hands
like you
on
for
my shoulders at a restaurant,
yeah.
I feel like you're entitled to like,
punch him?
Right into the nose. Like,
yeah.
Get off me. I wasn't expecting that. If a stranger invades your bubble, yeah, you have like a 2 second window to just strike like a viper and get away with it.
And you guys know, I am very conscious about what I tip because I've been there, I get it, but fuck that guy. Fuck.
Wow.
But,
yeah. That's a new tune.
What a shitty policy.
I ate there one time. It felt like it took 8 years just to sit down, and I felt like my meal was really expensive and it was glorified like chicken nuggets. It was like, eh.
Yeah.
Could have just made
I've never
this.
Been.
I've never been there.
I think I'll stay away.
Honestly, I see the fake rainforest, and I think that's bullshit.
It's a cool place to take a kid.
See, but the kids
every half hour, like the things come alive and the thunderstorm and stuff,
and it looks like a place like that.
Yeah,
and
it is.
I've never found a place like that actually had good food.
The food's whatever. I agree. No, that's true.
I think
a restaurant can either do one or the other.
I think if kids were in the equation, it would be fun. But I went. It was someone my age who was having a birthday that insisted that was their tradition, and it was like,
lame.
You should have a new tradition.
Yeah, get a new one.
I just feel like taking the kids to the Rainforest Cafe, Downtown Disney, not going through and taking them into the park.
Yeah.
It's like putting them to bed without their Kickapoo.
It's like that.
It's not fair to them.
But don't worry, I gave him an extra Kickapoo last night. So they have
you
three.
Made up
so that's
for
fine.
It. All right.
Anyways, moving on. Video games, if you want.
I was going to say real quick about that. The area. The Disneyland 24-hour day was on Friday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin and I, for the past few years, have gone. What we do is we wait until it's like midnight. Mm-hmm. And then we check Twitter to see, like, are people still there? Because it's open till 6 a.m. And those are the hours that are fun to be there, you know, when it's not supposed to be open. And we look and it's like, oh, yeah, everyone's like falling asleep or going home. Okay, and so we'll drive up. And then this year, it was the 60th anniversary. They debuted all their new shows at the same time. Cool. Good planning.
So you had to choose
one. In the afternoon, it was like so beyond capacity. It was like... Oh my God! You should see the photos
I've
that were on
couple.
Twitter.
Really?
It looked. Hey, yeah. You remember Mad Max last week? It looked like it fucking looks like that. It looks like that when he opens the water valve for like a second. It's like people trying to get into the game. I mean, it looked terrible.
Damn.
But anyway.
All for Cinderella.
So they closed it in the evening. So I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So me and Kevin are checking the thing. And yeah, sure enough, just like the past few years, at around... Oh, you see the picture?
That's...
Yeah. You'll put that up on
that
Tuesday.
That sucks.
Fun.
No.
And you ready for the best part of that photo?
Right.
These people, the day start... People try to do the full 24 hours. Oh. It makes no sense. These people probably got there at 4 a.m. to get in at 6 a.m.
Oh,
that's what a miserable that. Experience.
Go the last half when everyone's already.
I don't know. Go on another day. It's fucking Disneyland.
That, yeah. So anyway, whatever. But we just wanted to go late at night. Whatever. So we waited, and they have live webcams actually this year. So it's showing every part of the park.
Wow.
And then it's like, man, it's so crowded. Maybe it won't go down tonight. I mean, maybe it's like parking's closed, the gates are closed. Oh my God. And then 11 p.m., you could just see the masses, fuck it. Like the parade ended or whatever, the park was empty. Sick. I'm talking no one in it. And they didn't open the gates back up.
No way.
I'm just gonna say, got a man on the inside.
Okay, not seeing who.
I was talking with someone on the inside, and they were telling me, they were given orders from the top, like the president that day went, no matter what, the gates are staying closed tonight. I think they were expecting the crowds to never die down, and gave that order.
But then they died.
At midnight. So what was hilarious is that there were people, you look at my Twitter timeline, there are people I know who were there tweeting, this is New Orleans Square right now. There's no one. Home. I mean, there's staff just sitting by pirates, just whatever.
Oh, and they're probably full staffed because they needed everyone at max capacity.
So that tweet, there's that tweet. And then the next tweet was the official Disneyland Twitter. We are at maximum capacity. You cannot enter the park. And it was just people going like, hey, I like traveled down. I'm like waiting. I can't get in. Like, I'm just waiting outside the gates. I
and
really
it looks
can't get
empty
in.
As fuck on Twitter.
Yeah. And they're saying we are at max capacity. Not one more person can get in. And I'm looking at your live webcams that you set up.
Oh.
And there's no one in any land. There's people on Main Street, and that's it. So can we not get in? Finally, I don't know if they betrayed the order or what, but at like 3:30 a.m., they went, okay, some people can come in. It was like, there's no one in there!
Did you make it in?
What?
Were you in there?
No, we didn't go. It was like, this is such a clusterfuck. But what's funny is they never did any of that stuff with California Adventure, which is across the way. That just stayed open. And so everyone was going in there, and it was so overrun. And they had a new show they were debuting that night, World of Color, a new World of Color show.
Yeah.
They're about to show it, and they announce to the crowd, there's too many people here. We might cancel the show. What the fuck is that logic?
We might.
Oh my God, look, we have the biggest audience. I just can't. I don't know if we should do it.
Can't go on.
Do you see how many eyes there are? Wait, hold on. Has everyone left? Okay, play.
This is the first time we're going to show up publicly, and there's two people here, so let's just punish everyone who's been waiting for 5 hours and say, go home.
Well, it's like, you've given them nothing else to do. So anyway, that whole thing was a clusterfuck.
So anyway,
we didn't go this year. Sorry, everybody. I always put up a bunch of fun videos from that.
No fun this time.
Not this year.
No fun.
I went to bed. Yep. Anyway.
Yuck.
Yucka. Fucka.
Yucka fucka.
Go to bed.
I wanted to, speaking of,
Of Disneyland.
Movies.
Uh-oh.
Came out. Tomorrowland came out this weekend.
Speaking of Disney shit.
Yeah, Disney.
How was it?
Shit. Did anybody see it besides me and Kevin?
No.
I want to go see it, but I didn't know it was already out.
Yeah. I'll go again.
Memorial Day weekend this year kind of sucks.
It was done.
Yeah.
Yes.
It made $35 million. That's so low for a Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, total movie sales this weekend, $35
million? Oh, for Tomorrowland. That was the number one.
I think they confirmed it at 40, which is still not...
So for our number one movie on Memorial Day weekend, that's pretty shitty.
Well, I don't think there was anything in that trailer that was very attractive to somebody who doesn't really give a fuck about Disneyland.
Yeah,
I agree.
I felt like the first trailer that I saw looked really cool, and then every time I saw something new from that movie, I wanted to see it less.
Yeah. And also, I'll let you review it, because I haven't seen it, but they keep selling it on this thing, you can change the future. And I just think, like, at what point in anybody's life is that not an option?
Yeah.
You can change the future. Yeah, it hasn't fucking happened yet. Yeah. I mean, make a decision.
Yeah, I was... But
go for it.
But in general, though, I was surprised, as it came out, how few people I knew that didn't know it came out. Nobody knew it was out.
I was just talking to someone this weekend about like, yeah, we should go see Tomorrowland when it comes out.
Yeah. And
could have last
it
night.
Like I knew it was coming because the methods that they marketed it with that I discovered were being at Disneyland. They set up a huge World's Fair display.
Right.
So I knew that. And a few other things that no one else other than me would have seen or Kevin would have seen.
Right.
You know? But anyway, that being said, I loved it. That's my favorite movie that I've seen this year so far.
Okay. No shit.
In regards to what it appealed to, you know, it appealed to my sensibilities. It was a Disney live action movie, and if you know what you're getting, it's that. The things that I, you know, there's certain things you connect to more than other things, and for me, that movie, it was, the message of it was kind of this, like, basically the premise of the movie is, we used to have this optimism about the future and the way it was going, and it was a constant push to
innovate.
To innovate and all these things, and then suddenly somewhere in culture it became that wasn't cool anymore, and now everything is kind of all our movies are about how the world is ending, and all our culture is kind of centered around apocalyptic things, and it was the whole movie kind of had this anti-cynicism kind of message to it, and I don't know, it was really it was sappy, and I am a huge sap, and I really enjoyed that, you know. I was really emotional by the end of it, and I really enjoyed it.
When you edit, can you put huge sap just like a text above?
They already know. But anyway, so I don't know if you have anything to say about it, Kevin.
No, that's pretty much it. I liked it a lot.
Did you feel that way? Is that how you felt about it? So, it, you know, it appealed to me. But this is, it really is interesting. This is like the 8th live-action Disney movie in a row that had the same kind of post effect where, I'm going to lump it in with Tron, with more recently Saving Mr. Banks. I'm going to go as far back as Rocketeer.
Wow, that's pretty far back.
Wait,
you said recently.
I said as far back as Rocketeer.
All right, whatever, keep going.
About Saving Mr. Banks. And so I was in this theater watching it and loved it so much to where the theater all broke out into applause when it was over. And it was like when I left the theater, there's just this this negativity around it that I was not aware. Like, I go online and it was like everyone, oh, yeah, what a giant piece of shit, right? And I was like, man, really? That happened to me with Mr. Banks and Tron and Rocketeer way back when, because I wasn't on the internet back then.
I was.
But
I was too.
But it was. But it was,
not.
Well, there you go. I probably had the internet back then, but I didn't know how to find it.
Nice
like
try.
That.
Nice back try. Kind of like,
I think Sean and Derek.
Me and Derek.
I had it in like 92.
Yeah, you know, I had it in 89.
Yeah, 89.
Me too.
89.
That was when the internet was the best.
Yeah.
The Rocketeer discussion.
Before Rocco came out and ruined it. Hook.
I was on DARPANET. So fuck all y'all.
Were you talking Rocketeer?
So, dude, I was in like sub forums. So, it was crazy.
Yeah. So anyway, that's all I was gonna say was I'm not saying it's objectively better than any other movie, but for my interests, it was my favorite movie that I've seen in a while.
Nice. You guys saw the Kurt Cobain documentary?
Yeah, we did. I watched it. It's on HBO. And man, there's a lot of things I did not know, and it was very personal and in depth, and to the point where it's like, I don't want to see Courtney Love's tits. Like, I never want to see him to begin with.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but one person commented on it, and they were like, I feel kind of awkward with all like the baby footage of Kurt Cobain. Like, they didn't want to see.
But that's
that
what
stuff.
No one's ever seen before. Yeah,
true.
I mean, some people felt awkward when they put out that book of all his journals and all his like private writings. Like, his journals that he kept all got published after he died. I don't think that's how that kind of, like, when you write a diary, it's different for a guy because he doesn't call it a fucking diary. He calls it a journal, but that's what it is. You probably shouldn't print that kind of thing. So that was a little weird. And then this movie comes out and has some real personal, and like Sean said, it's touching and personal in a way to where if you were a Nirvana fan, like I grew up idolizing Kurt Cobain until he killed himself. And then since that day, always idolized his artwork and the band as a whole, but looked kind of down upon him after his suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose to watch it alone, like when I was prepared to kind of like take it all in. And it was, they used the music in really good ways to evoke emotion during like some of the really touching and sad scenes. And it was well done.
There's a scene where he is holding his daughter.
Yeah.
As Courtney Love's trying to give her a haircut. And he is so
fucking high.
He's nodding off
and
on
like
heroin.
Nodding off, like holding a gun, drop her. It's just like this is like so sad.
She called, that was like my
maybe he
part.
Was tired.
That's what he said.
Well, he keeps saying, but it's the classic. You see,
you know, having a young baby is tiring.
It is tiring.
It's heroin tiring.
But like that's the thing is like that's what I had not seen before was these home video type things where yeah, Courtney Love is topless throughout like the whole third act.
Yeah,
but whatever. She's like a fucking mess. Him nodding off though, holding the baby, and her yelling at him, and him going, "I'm not on drugs. I'm tired." Like it's just like, oh, this is a fucking like sad human being who has he's 27 years old. Like
yeah.
He has some fucking drug problem. It's just a side that I, as a 14-year-old kid listening to Nirvana, didn't know like this was going on at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny listening to you say all this stuff because now I'm just thinking like, yeah, people idolize this guy.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Yeah. People fucking idolize us. You don't know what we might be doing.
Yeah, heroin. Dude, you don't know
heroin.
How many babies I've fallen asleep on. You don't even know. It's a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, it was a very good documentary, but it was fucking tough to watch at some points.
Yeah, and you can see how like. Frances Bean, his daughter, was one of the producers on it. So had final say in kind of what got used from the home videos and how it was edited in.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to see. The final result is something that she was okay with. And then Courtney, I believe, was another producer on it, was okay with. And that just blew me away because, yeah, Courtney naked and very unflattering throughout the whole third act of the movie.
And there's a scene where he's brushing his teeth in the mirror. And she is talking to the camera and then, like, flashing the camera, and then Kurt is just like being whatever, and he's like sores from like heroin all over him. And then I'm thinking, but what? Wait, who filmed this?
There's a cameraman.
There's a cameraman filming
him.
This. Who's filming
Kurt
this?
Did.
No, who filmed that? That's weird.
Some weirdo.
They were like
hippie drug addicts, like weirdo hippie drug addicts in Seattle. I'm sure that there were other weirdo hippies to hang out around their house and
yeah.
chill with the guy from Nirvana. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So, do you recommend people
yes.
see it?
If you're a fan of Nirvana,
if you like
at
Nirvana,
all,
if you
like
don't
music,
like Nirvana, then don't bother.
The highlight of it really is that they use the actual music from Nirvana's discography for the first time in a documentary like
oh,
this.
That's cool.
So you get all the real music. Now, that's the really high positive. The negative, I think you nailed it best with, a lot of it is just animated writings from his journal. So if you
yeah.
already had that book.
And there's a lot of that.
If you've already dissected that thing, you've seen a lot of the stuff that they're showing you.
Yeah.
But the animation was cool.
The funniest thing about that journal was I had a coworker at the bookstore I used to work at, and
yeah.
he would always be reading Kurt Cobain's journal and then coming over and talking to me about it and just being like, yeah, dude, I relate to this journal so
oh,
much.
Don't say that.
And he would just cite, he would cite the weirdest fucking shit out of that journal and just be like, yeah, that just reminds me of my life. And I was just thinking like, you're a psychopath. And I'm the only person in the store who knows it. Because, like, you don't talk to anybody but me, and you're really into this crazy fucking journal.
Jesus.
So, yeah. I never read the journal, but I had a lot of it, like, disgust yeah. me, and this guy poured over it.
It's fucked up.
So I know it's fucked
there
up.
There's one part where someone wrote an unofficial biography about him and Courtney Love.
That was new, yeah.
And they played the voicemail that he left on that guy's machine, like yelling at that guy.
Tough guy, Kurt.
Yeah. Hey, motherfucker, I know it sounds like a threat. It's been on the machine. I don't fucking care. I've been it's like, whoa, like,
this is a fucking threat.
Whoa!
I've never been more serious about anything other than this in my life.
Yeah. So anyways,
wow.
Check it out if
I'll
you are interested
in Nirvana.
The
guy's going to kill him.
Anyways.
I watched a documentary on Netflix about Doc Ellis, the pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates who threw an LSD no-hitter in San Diego.
Against us, yeah.
Yeah, against the Padres. It was interesting. The LSD no-hitter was a small part of a two-hour documentary that talked more about his life and career, and I don't, you know, I'm not the biggest sports fan, but I thought that Doc Ellis was very interesting, and it was a very interesting documentary. So check it out. I can't recall the name specifically, but I think
where did you find it?
I think it might be called No No, but it's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it is.
Cool.
I think it's called No No, a documentary.
Yeah.
So it's cute.
Check it out.
That's
and
cute.
Rocco saw the documentary on Scientology.
Oh, yeah. I don't have anything to say about that. It was good.
Oh, okay.
It was good. Good story.
I want to actually... Real quick, return to what I was talking about a minute ago. When I was talking about Tomorrowland,
yeah.
No, I kind of said what I wanted to say about it. But I was thinking about when we've talked about Tron a bunch of times. We really like Tron.
Yeah.
What do you think was the biggest issue with other people in Tron? Do you think it was just? I remember we were having a real crisis because it was at a time where like I think it was like Thor just came out and we like couldn't
yeah.
get people to like so many people were like. raving about Thor and we couldn't get anyone into Tron or something.
Yeah.
And Tron was way cooler than the first
it
Thor
was.
Movie.
And I'm trying to think. That's a good question.
Because
like,
and I don't mind the first
what
Thor
What don't
movie.
People like about Tron?
Well, here's the thing. Because I was thinking about it after Tomorrowland. Because when... Like I said, I was really surprised how much negative stuff I was reading about Tomorrowland when it was over. And I kind of... When I was looking through some of these reviews, it was kind of like... I'm trying to explain this. Like, they were putting it under this, like... this sounds worse than what I mean when I say that, like, comic book movies have kind of wrecked movies. And what I mean...
Oh, they have. I support that statement without explanation.
And what I mean here, when I was reading... Now, there were some reviews of Tomorrowland that were just like, I wasn't into it. Okay, this or that. But so many of them went into this, like, comic book minutia of, like, how could this robot do this? Or... How did this device do this? You know what I mean?
You know what?
Stuff that's like, hey, man, I don't
You just tapped into it because one
do you know
thing,
what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. And I feel like comic books have ruined movies. Not completely, but they've kind of shifted it in a sense where comics are very visual. So the coolest, biggest, best thing you could do in a comic or a comic book movie is something that is visually spectacular. And I feel like Tron, for as good as it was story-wise, never had those... pinnacle visual moments.
Sure.
It had visual stuff in it that was cool, but never this, like, super immersive, very surreal, like, everything is, like, this is the jizz moment. It was a lot of, like, backstory and deep-seated, like, father-son relationship stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of a quiet movie.
Yeah, exactly. And I really appreciate, visual stuff, but I appreciate more kind of, like, the spiritual, just kind of like the message of the movie is very strong. I feel like that If you're into that kind of stuff, I think it runs deeper than comic book visual spectacular.
Sure.
Which, not that that is bad, but...
Bad to enjoy that or anything.
Yeah,
I'm not even saying that, but I know what you
but
mean.
But to me, if that's all the movie
people start looking
for,
at everything
that
way.
And I feel like that's kind of the issue with Tron.
Well, because I feel that way to a degree, I will say, with Tomorrowland is... Tomorrowland, and I think actually you should know this going in without spoiling anything. Tomorrowland isn't like all set in Tomorrowland. You actually don't see that much of it, and I think that was a lot of people's issue with it. But to me, it was a movie about the ideas behind. It was about the concept of Tomorrowland. You know what I mean? It was about why don't we have a place like that? And I think the ideas and the kind of nostalgia for something like that was strong enough to why I loved it. But I think without that big kind of exploring another world, big kind of thing aspect, I think some people checked out. But I also do think, too, some people analyze things to a point that it's, like, not appropriate for every movie. And I think Tomorrowland falls into that. Tomorrowland is a family Disney movie. I just kind of, I don't know, there were things in it that I was like, how did that? But it didn't bother me. So anyway, I was just thinking about that in relationship to Tron, because I kind of felt like that went through a similar thing where, it was in a computer world, but it was a quiet movie.
I think Tron relied more on its story than on its visuals, and people really wanted a visual.
It didn't have the action set pieces that I think people...
Had a strikingly, like, unique visual style.
Yeah, and that's what I will say.
The you know, all dark with the glowing light look of that movie... was visually similar to the original Tron, which in the 70s, right? Or 80s?
82.
When that came out, that was probably the big new visual thing that no one had seen before, much like we're kind of inundated with that superhero shit now.
Yeah. And that's one thing I will say, actually, that Tron does have over... Like, I love Tomorrowland. When you actually got to see, quote-unquote, Tomorrowland, this kind of otherworldly place... It was kind of just a hodgepodge of a lot of future ideas. Mm-hmm. It didn't really have a cohesive style like Tron. It's like, that's fucking Tron. If you see a picture of it, it's definitively Tron. And I will say that's one thing I kind of wish Tomorrow had a little bit more cohesively. That's one thing I've seen complaints about that I agree with. But yeah, like I said, it was more about the idea of that stuff. And that's why it appealed to me.
So well acted?
Anyway. Yeah, George Clooney's great.
And who's the there's a girl in it.
Yeah,
right?
She's the main character, and I don't know the actress's name. She plays Casey.
Helen Mirren.
But she's good.
Helen.
A lot
Love
younger.
Love Mirren.
Hell of a lot younger. Mm. Anyway, and Tim McGraw is in the movie. I'm looking at this guy. He plays her dad, and he's yelling at her, and I'm like, why did they get this guy? This guy looks just like Tim McGraw. Is he going to sing country or what? And then the credits roll and it was Tim McGraw. I was like,
did he have a song?
He was, in The Blind Side too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Oh, he was the husband.
He wasn't bad. He's good. I don't need to listen to his album. That'll be the theme song this week. I got a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. Cool. You was killing me in that miniskirt.
Blowing out
the theme song for this week is Big Timers Still Fly, okay?
Mash them up. And I think the fair thing to do is mash them.
And I always thought you were the Manny Fresh of the group, so I just want to
officially say that. You kind of are the Manny Fresh of the group.
Thank you. Maybe. I don't know what that means.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm Birdman.
I'm going to take that as a huge compliment. Thank you.
Manny Fresh and Birdman.
Thank you very much.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding. Your voices sound like shit.
I think this is
easy.
If this greatest, so. Really is a conversation, then I say, let the conversation begin.
Okay, and then take a picture of Manny Fresh and superimpose it over your face while you did that bit.
Cool. Thanks.
Tight. Still got a lot more left on this list.
We are so over.
Oh, I'm going to end it with my conversation beginning, so keep talking.
We didn't talk about the Jay Leno conspiracy. Joker Gate is still going.
Man. Yeah, Jay Leno.
We didn't talk about how the Rolling Stones are old fuckheads.
Yeah. No. They're young.
I've been playing a game. This is a video game podcast.
I'm playing a game with him right now.
This War of Mine. It's really good. I like it.
I'm going to Let It Shine. Is the sequel.
This little war of mine.
Considering what that game is and what it's about, that's fucking hilarious.
I'm going to let it shine.
This little war of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hey, real quick, I want to say this War of Mine is kind of like a platformer resource management game where it's you and two people are stuck in a house in a war-torn area of a country and you need to gather supplies. Every night you go to other houses and raid them, and you can get pieces to like make knives, make guns. At first you have no weapons, but as you start to get weapons, it turns into a stalking and murdering game.
Are you a resistance to this?
No, you are a refugee. Like, you don't give a fuck about the war.
Either side, you don't give a
fuck. Yeah, but you're just getting bombed, or basically you're getting raided, and people are stealing your supplies, and you're going out and raiding other houses and stealing their supplies. So it's a game that kind of focuses on, are you the victim or are you the monster? It's really like you're kind of both at the same time because life is hell. That's the premise of War Is Mine. This War of Mine, damn. I'm going to let it shine.
Damn.
Yeah. I think you would like it, actually, Garrett. Yeah, because it's kind of like you're a lone wolf and you're out for number one and fuck the rest of the world.
I'm kind of – but for me, it's graphics for me. What kind of game
– It has good graphics, but it's a platformer.
It's a platformer. Okay.
What's so funny about graphics?
Graphics for me. All
right.
You beat the
Order.
Yeah.
1986. Duran Duran was on the fucking stereo, and I beat the game. No more werewolves. Let's take that again.
Let's skip ahead and it's 1886.
No more werewolves. No more vampires. I can see why that game got some flack. Set up for a sequel for sure, man. Like, it was fun throughout my entire, you know, campaign, but I could see where you were doing repetitive stuff. It's like, oh, I've fought werewolves in this warehouse before, and then I'm doing it again.
This, I'm going to say right now, is not Garrett's night. Because not only did he have to deal with an onslaught of, you know, just criticism, backlash, all of the above, I'm going to throw some more into the fire. I'm calling him out.
What?
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong with you. No.
If you are the least bit positive about the Order, I question if you played it at all.
The least bit positive?
Because what is Garrett's negative review in any video game?
It's too short.
No.
Nothing to do.
Sean,
no.
You don't know me that well.
Okay, now Sean.
Graphics are too bad.
No. Now I want. It's what kind of crazy world is this? I want Garrett to talk and Sean to shut up.
The buttons are working.
We are way over. Shut up.
Hey, quick time events.
Quick time
Eric
events.
Eric nailed it.
That game is 95% quick time events.
You know what?
So what the fuck are you talking about?
Hey,
it's okay.
Hey. Shout out to whoever did the timing on the QuickTime events, because they give you... Because
you can't get them wrong?
They give you literally so fucking long to hit it.
Hey,
so
they're just time events. Do you know why the game wasn't fun?
No,
I didn't think it was fun.
I would rarely get hung up. Occasionally, I'd miss a QuickTime event and have to watch the little fucking animation over again. That did happen. But not like it did in
it's
God of War.
It's not punishing at all.
In God of War, it would be to where I could not advance the fucking gameplay because I missed the quick time event 10 times in a row. This, I'd miss it once in a row. Where I would get caught was towards the end of the game, they throw fucking waves of enemies at you, and you're limited on ammo. So I was dying more in the actual first-person shooting than I was in the fucking QTE thing. Now, I don't think that's the best way to tell a story. The story was cool, and the game was really pretty. So that's where it gets... That game
it
only
pretty,
it only survives on story and graphics. But
that
it lends itself right to, like, when's the sequel starting? But I don't know if that game's going to get one.
No, that game's never going to get
That game really would have stood on its own if it had been, I said this before, a launch day game.
Yes.
A launch day game. Hey, check out what my PS4 can do. Whoa, I've never seen a game that looks like that. Yeah.
For PS2.
Bouncer.
Bouncer.
Boxer. No. It's okay. He can make a mistake once in a row. It's fine.
You know what? One mistake I'm allowed, Eric.
Is that right?
It's
once in a row.
He's allowed once in a row. He can make a mistake.
Every once
it's
in a row.
Zero Dark 30.
What?
Yeah. What was that game?
Why are you
that
fucking
came
with
out
us?
With the 360?
Why are you fucking with
what
us?
What was the game that came out of 360?
Look at your fucking.
Yeah, the one game.
No, came out first. Rocco, you had it, and it was super bad. It was bad, but it looked good.
I can't be faded. I'm a gamer from the motherfucker.
No, Zero Hour. It was a girl walking around.
Perfect Dark Zero.
Perfect Dark Zero. That's exactly what I said.
That game was shit. And it actually didn't look good. So I don't know what you're talking
about. Ooh. Yeah, it didn't look good.
It was a launch day game.
So, did you see the latest Game of Thrones?
No. I haven't seen it yet.
Fuck it. Spoil it. Just fucking it.
Tell us, why would you do that?
Do what happened?
Red Wedding?
They all die.
No.
All right. Yellow Shower. All
right, look. It's cool. Jaime Lannister. Fuck.
Yeah. I like him.
He fights Needle Dick.
Oh!
Needle Dick's back?
No fucking shit.
Needle Dick finds him in Dorne, and it's... He's going by the name Dorne Dick now.
Dorne Dick?
Yeah. So.
So, whoa. That's crazy.
White Dorne Dick.
Oh.
Anyways.
All right.
White Dorne Dick.
Everyone say goodnight.
What?
Why?
No.
What? I'm not ready.
Say goodnight.
Let's keep it going.
Okay.
Oh, good. All right. Eric.
Yeah.
You played Dynasty Warrior 8, but traded it in for another game.
Dynasty Warriors 8 is like the worst game. Because
you said that last week.
I hit square.
Yeah.
Until everything's dead, and I can't because I have to do international trade relations in the year 198 AD order to just play the game.
That sounds
fuck
fun.
Fuck that. Send it back. Samurai Warrior 4. That's a game where I just hit square until everyone's dead. I made a character named Tom Cruise. He looks like The Last Samurai. He beats up all the Japanese people. USA wins again.
I really like The Last Samurai. That's one of Tom Cruise's better movies from the 2000s.
Why do you think I made him in the game so that way he can wreck fools?
Dude, him when he is the tiger? Do you become the tiger?
Dude, hey, I make him. I do his Mushu attack, fucking unstoppable.
Or do you roar like a tiger when you strike with a flag?
Does he scream at a geisha for more sake?
He screams at everyone all the time.
Fuck
Tom
yes. That's my favorite movie.
He's Tom Cruise.
He's Tom Cruise, bitch. Garrett's been playing Mortal Kombat 10.
Mortal Have Kombat you? X? Yeah, I played some more
Why?
Today.
Is it
I
X hooked or up, 10?
Why? It's, Who cares? It's X Mortal Kombat X. I don't know.
Okay.
But,
Mortal Kombat.
Rocco, everything instead of a C, it's a K. That's the trick.
Oh, nice.
Mortal Kombat.
Cool.
hey, now you're getting it. I played a shit ton today with Fight Sticks. My lovely friends on Twitter had all told me that Mortal Kombat X is one of the few games on PS4 to be able to use a PS3 fight stick.
Whoa.
So I busted out two fight sticks. I played some two-player action. I'm a bit of a Devorah fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But figured out some fatalities finally today to where actually there's easy fatalities where you just kind of hold block and have to hit one button.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool.
Is Liu Kang in the video?
I don't think Liu Kang is in it. No, but
he's the guy.
Liu Kang
is in it.
Okay, Liu Kang's in it. Kang's got swords.
Katana in it?
Katana and Melina are in it.
Is Smoke in it?
No, Ermac is, but he's like different now.
About Ermac. What about Noob Saibot?
Noob is not in it. He's in the story.
Oh,
different characters in the story that aren't playable.
Is Kano in it?
Kano's definitely in it. He's a
is
badass.
Sonya Blade
oh,
in it?
Oh, fuck yeah.
What about
Jax? Jax is in
is
it.
Is Johnny
like
Cage in it?
Johnny Cage and his daughter,
Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade.
Jill Cage.
Daughter.
They had a daughter.
Cassie Cage. She takes
Cassie
selfie.
Cage.
She takes
in
a
what
selfie
world
fatality.
Does the and international Interpol wow. police officer Sonya Blade become attracted to Hollywood heartthrob Johnny Cage?
Oh, there was a, hey,
dude,
Derek,
they fuck.
Derek, there was always sexual tension there.
Always. But,
always.
Cops and movie stars can't mix.
The,
and,
hey, Cassie
that's
Sonya
like the
Montagues
and the Capulets.
The, the movie was so fucking hot. Oh my god.
Cassie's moveset is sick too, because it's like both of best it's the best of both worlds, I should say. She does like testicle attacks.
Is Sindel in the game?
Sindel is not there. No, Sindel.
She is in the story.
Okay,
cool. Oh, okay, okay.
We played it on the poorly played stream.
Is Reptile
last Wednesday.
In it?
Reptile is in it.
Okay.
Kotal Kahn is in it.
I don't know who that is.
New guy, I don't know. Some
is
Ryu
Raiden in it?
Raiden is in
Raiden?
It. God of Thunder, Raiden, yep.
Does he do that?
He doesn't do that. Not in this one.
Fucked up.
Does he go, you're done like a lady?
And I haven't gotten anyone to go, Toasty! Like,
oh,
no. None of that.
It's weird to me that you bought it on the basis that you can use the fight stick with it, but...
I didn't buy it.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Because I was going to say, Street Fighter comes out, like, this week, and I'm pretty sure it uses the fight stick.
It does. Yeah. And you know who developed this fight stick compatibility thing?
Yeah.
Skullgirls.
The team at Skullgirls.
Yep.
That's what I was going to say.
They developed it. But is Skullgirls out on PS4 yet?
I don't think
no.
it is yet.
It isn't yet. So they developed this coding, I guess, that uses that allows the PS4 hardware to use a PS3 controller. And Mortal Kombat X is, I think, the first one to come out with it before they even get a chance to use it. And then, yeah, Street Fighter. Street Fighter is that short, Eric?
What do you mean that short?
It's like a couple weeks away, you said?
It comes out like on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Street Fighter.
I watched somebody get an early copy and stream it on PlayStation Live today.
Yeah.
Because I know that it is also going to be able to use your old Mad Cat fight sticks if they're PS3 versions.
The best fight sticks.
I got some Sanwa upgraded shit in mine. It's
whoop.
Dope.
Whoop, whoop.
Eric and me, we're whoop. Modders, yo. You ever mod anything, Sean?
No.
You're not into mods?
No.
Fuck, dude.
My car.
Can't hang with us.
My car sometimes.
I want you to sit at the other
That's
end
true.
Of the vehicle.
That's true. He took a bungee cord and strapped it between the headrest of the driver's seat and the headrest of the passenger
that's a mod.
Seat and hung baskets from the cord.
I didn't
so
do that.
So you could put things
My
on
kids
there.
Did that
that's
mod.
A mod.
That's a fucking mod,
My kids
dude.
Do that mod and then they during the car ride, they pass each other shit all the time.
Dude.
You know what it is? That's not much of a mod. That's a life hack.
It's a life hack.
No, that's a car mod.
Because you know what I hate? I hate going like this to give someone something and someone said I put it in a basket and then go... And then it goes over to that person. That's what the kids
mod.
Do,
it's
and I don't care, so it's in my car.
It's like playing diner, you know? Order up!
Yeah,
send that fucker in.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're sending the order to the person sitting next to you.
Dude. Life hack!
Dude, he's manning the fry cooker in the seat next to you, you're passing that order.
Dude. That's a small kitchen.
In the 2004 or 5 Punisher movie, they have one of those, and he puts a grenade in it and sends it. So be careful.
Sick. Yeah, Beckett could
be
used.
Hey, that movie is a piece of shit, but I enjoyed it so much just for that bullshit. Just his methods of killing. His methods of killing are not in any way like just walk in and shoot someone or something.
No,
nah, it's oh, they just sent some food in. Put a grenade in there. I mean, it's all like it's fucking Home Alone. What are you doing?
It's Home Alone exactly. with
The Punisher it's is terrible. Kevin McAllister, all grown up.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, we're not done.
No.
We've got a lot more left.
Yeah,
unless,
keep going.
I'm getting tired, personally.
Oh,
but
man.
I've had a Kickapoo and that venti mocha. I'm ready.
You feeling good, huh?
Too.
I have to pee
weekend,
pretty bad.
Bro.
But
you guys,
yeah, I'm staying up.
You guys
up late.
Catch the David Letterman finale?
No.
It
no.
was good. It was
I've never been a late night fan.
Didn't he talk about how Everlong was like this important song to him?
Yeah.
That was like the last song. That
yes.
I actually missed that. That Foo Fighters had
really?
An appearance right at the very end of the show.
So,
I skipped the Foo Fighters performance.
I watched that.
It
that was
this, this bothered me.
Okay.
Oh, this song's so important. Like, he had like this whole build up and everything. Like, the song like really means a lot.
Yeah.
Here are the Foo Fighters. They're going to play it. Wow. Oh,
yeah.
I want to see this. It's
yeah.
really, it's really
I know.
Like, this means something. Wow,
yeah.
Really cool. And then they cut away from the Foo Fighters playing to, like, a video clip real show thing. And it felt so fucking disingenuous
yeah.
when he had built up something of how it was so personal and meant so much to him. It was
That's
like, this
exactly
means
right.
them playing this means so much. Cut to them playing it. Cut away
cut
from
away
them
from
playing
them.
It.
Yeah. You got to see. You got to see like 20 seconds of. Oh, the Foo Fighters are in tuxedos. Oh, the first chords of the song started.
cut to like
pictures.
A wedding slideshow of Dave's career.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I get it. The show, the last show, it's about Dave.
But to never cut
away once.
When
I want to see Pat
the
Smear.
The whole time he built how important it was, and that this band meant something, and the song meant something, and to not show the band playing the song,
it was weird.
Was insane.
You know what they should have done? Which is fucking common sense. Have that slideshow behind the band playing.
Yep.
And then cut to David Letterman, maybe. Yeah. You don't see him again.
That's Paul. Hey, Paul McCartney live.
Yeah.
He does a tribute to George. And I've seen it aired. I've seen them air whatever, the special. And yeah, it's they just go wide, and it's a whole backdrop. Pictures
because
of George.
The last thing you see on Late Night with Late Night with David Letterman is the Foo Fighters, and then a clip show, and then that's over. And you don't see him. He doesn't send it off. It was really
but
weird.
But Howard's been talking about this for about a month on his show.
Yeah.
And he's been anticipating the weirdness that's coming on this last show because Dave is such a doesn't want to make a big fuss, just kind of wants to go away.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking about, like, is anyone ever going to even fucking see him again?
No.
Because he's going to move to some fucking log cabin in Montana.
There was an interview with him, Jane Pauley or whoever was interviewing him about his last day, and they were like, oh, so are you going to keep the desk? Why do I want a desk? You know, to so it's beloved to you. I sat at this thing for decades. I got desks. I'm fine. Oh, okay. And then they were like, so, I mean, are you going to visit the studio and all that stuff? Oh, it's likely I'll never be in this building again. What? Oh, really? You're not going to visit? Why? I've been here. Why? What good does it do?
Yeah. He's not like, into
the isn't this valuable to you? I got to do it for so long. I don't. The one thing that he did, that he said that he did, is in the last like week of filming, when they would go to commercial, he's like, I would walk and kind of chill in a place that
last moment.
He would go to a place he didn't normally. He's like, oh, I never go in that hallway. So when it got to commercial, he would kind of have his drink in there, just kind of like, you know, looking around, like, oh, well, you know, I didn't go in here very much, you know, whatever.
Weird.
And then, like, he kind of just went from spot to spot during his job. He's like, outside of that, like, I've done, like, yeah, it's fine. I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, weird.
It's interesting.
I think it's funny that Derek, you watched the whole show except for the ending, and we all watched just that ending.
It was actually, I don't watch David Letterman, but it was entertaining. But it did have moments of sentimentality that were, they felt a little forced in there a little bit. But it's the last show. So.
Norm MacDonald cried the show before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. It was. Norm MacDonald's really funny.
Of all the people, I didn't expect him to.
And that's what everyone said. It's like no one saw that coming from Norman.
But I guess he just holds him in such high regard for helping him jumpstart his career.
Yeah, he basically talks about like why he was so important to him.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
And Norm is way, way smarter than a dog.
It's a dog.
There was an awesome interview I remember from a while back with Penn and Teller about they were on his show once, and they did this whole trick. The whole joke of it was that they do a magic trick that's really stupid. Really, like, pathetic. Oh, is it this card? Yeah, it was. Whoop-de-doo. And it wasn't anything. Whoop-de-doo. They hype up. This trick's going to piss you off. Okay. Is it this card? No. But I bet it was this one. Yeah, it was that one. Are you pissed? Not really that pissed. Okay, don't pick up your hat. And there's a hat on his desk. And when he lifts it up, cockroaches everywhere. All over him. And the story that they told was that David Letterman told them ahead of time.
Don't do that.
They were going to do a trick, and they're like, it's got something in it that's going to upset you. Like, they were trying to pitch him the trick.
Oh, yeah.
It's got something that's going to upset you. And David went, stop. What? I don't want to know. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to know anything about
it. Trusted
him. And they're like, really? Are you sure? And he's like, yeah. I just want – you're going to talk me out of it, so I just want to – I don't want to know anything. And just do it, and that'll be that. Okay. And so he left. And so then the crew comes in. Okay, so – all right, Dave's gone, so what are you going to do? And he's like, we're basically – I'm going to have roaches complete – the hat will be full of roaches. He'll pick it up. It's going to go all over him. There will be roaches in my suit. This is Penn saying this. I'm going to have roaches all in my suit. So that then when I go to shake his hand, he thinks he's away from the roaches. I shake his hand and it's he cannot escape roaches during this thing. And the crew was like, oh, that's no, we're killing it right here. And he's like, he said do anything. Yeah, but that's where we come in and we're telling you don't do it. Mm. Oh, okay. David Letterman comes back in the room. Hey, don't tell them not to do anything. Tell them to do it. Don't listen to these fucking crew people. Do it. And they were like, okay. And they said, it was miserable setting it up because the crew was just going, okay, I don't think it's a good idea, but. Okay, can we put this on the desk right here? Yeah. I mean, I say no, but Dave's the boss. So, yeah. I mean, he said it was the whole way up. It was just all naysayers everywhere. Anyway, so when they did it, they went to commercial and Dave, they were like, hey, so, you know, going to shake his hand like, oh, sorry, you know, whatever. And Dave was, get the fuck away from me. Get the fuck away from me. And they were like, okay, so they cleaned up, and they said, and then it was like they helped us to our car, and then it was like, oh, do we not go, we don't go back in? I guess we just leave now. Yeah. Okay, and so they left just like, should we not have done that? And they said that they felt bad the whole night, and then the next day, David Letterman called them, hey, that went exactly how I hoped. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad I didn't know about that. There was no way I would have.
So they had him back on
after that.
Oh, yeah. Tons of people talk about how, like, they went on, like, stand-up comedians had gone on and fucked up, like, bombed or had and shit set.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, didn't get called back again after that.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm sure there's a clip of that on YouTube.
That's fucking...
Not him yelling, get the fuck away from me. That was commercial.
But. I didn't know how his and Oprah's feud started. That's a really funny story.
Was it with the Oscars?
No. It was at a restaurant is what I read. Really? This could be incorrect.
Hmm.
But I think I heard this on Reddit, so who knows. But it was... They saw each other at a restaurant, like a hoity-toity expensive restaurant.
Yeah.
And then David Letterman skipped out on the bill... And said, Oprah over there is going to pay for it. And she waved to him. And he waved back and then he left.
Like as a joke.
As a joke, but he didn't pay his bill, so she has stuck with the bill.
And then, maybe before you meet someone, you should make that joke.
That's apparently how the feud started.
Oh, that's funny.
According to Reddit, so who knows?
But. Well, I believe it.
I was reading a thing about him, too. Still on the subject of Letterman, that the one time that he was actually flabbergasted, like, that he didn't know how to proceed with a guest.
Uh-huh.
The only time it ever happened to him was Andy Kaufman.
Really?
Andy Kaufman had that whole, like, wrestling thing
or
whatever.
Yeah.
That came on, and David Letterman literally sat there, I don't know what to do.
Have you ever watched it?
No. A long time ago.
You should watch it. It's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird.
Yeah. That he said, like, before, nothing before or since was like that. That was the only time. As an entertainer, I legitimately sat there. I don't know what to do now. I don't know. Like, I have no idea how to go to step two here. I don't know.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I'm still recording.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Am I going to keep it recording?
If you want to.
I think we just go double it up.
Whatever you want to do, man.
Double or nothing.
Memorial Day,
twice as long, there's no podcast.
Memorial Day double cast.
I think feel like right. Sean has something up his sleeve that he's not telling us.
I already know.
No, he knows. Go ahead.
I don't know.
He says he doesn't know.
I know what it is.
No, keep going.
No,
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
He has something up his sleeve. I know.
I'm being a little wacky dude today. It's fine.
Look at that. Kevin, see that on that?
Right before the podcast started, Sean told us that he was feeling extra funny today.
Here we are.
What happened?
I can find more stuff on this fucking list.
Yeah.
Oh, there's more.
I had the conversation. Sean has a gun.
Uh-oh.
John has a gun.
Hey, we did an interview. Rocco and I did an interview earlier this week for Game Informer. They have a podcast. What's the name of the podcast? Gamecast? Informer?
I think it's the Make 64 podcast.
Well, no. That's this
one. Oh,
isn't it just the Game Informer show?
The Game Informer show.
You are.
They did their Nintendo 64 special. They invited Mega 64 on. Check it out.
We swiftly bashed the Nintendo 64.
Come on. Nintendo 64 sucks. What are you nostalgic for the 64 of all the consoles that you're nostalgic for? That is the worst one.
That is, out of all the history of consoles, all that I played, my least favorite.
Oh, mine's a Sega Saturn.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't, but I didn't like the Sega Saturn. But man, even that gave birth to a lot of series that I still like.
Panzer Dragoon,
Sewer Sharks.
The 64 gave birth to the 3D Mario worlds. Like
Mario existed before,
but not like that.
Sure, and you could argue that
started
Zelda,
there.
You could argue Mario and Zelda, the Ocarina of Time, not Majora's Mask, in my opinion, are the best games on Nintendo 64. But beyond that, you start going into this hazy, like, yeah, no, there were other good ones. There was Mario Kart was pretty good.
Star Fox.
Yeah, there was like four or five.
Okay, so we've hit four. Yeah. That's five.
And to be fair, I should say, those games... even if it, there was only like four or five, are better than anything that was on the Saturn. So yeah, Saturn is worse. I will say that.
Thank
but
you. Thank you.
But of the ones that I
of
really
the successful consoles,
of the successful
of the consoles. Ones that were okay. actually
yeah,
around.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, check out our interview with Game Informer. There was an interesting.
Is that out?
It is. They put it out the day after we did it.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's fresh.
Fuck yeah.
It's all our thoughts.
I really liked that you guys did it from the set right here.
Yeah, we recorded it right here.
Skype and just do it through here?
We did.
That was very I thought that was very cool.
It was the one time Skype worked.
They were
in fact we had problems.
It didn't
in the
for a minute. Yeah.
See, surprise.
it dazzled them when we turned it on. They went, "Oh, whoa, you have like a set." It was like, "Yeah."
Best comment, there was a comment on the interview that was very good, which was essentially, wow, Mega 64 is still around. What are these guys in their 50s?
Whoa.
So that's cool. I am still in my 20s. I just want to let everybody out there know I'm not yet 50 years old.
Close, but
getting
yeah.
close.
I guess Rocco put it best in internet time. I am 50 years old.
In internet, in internet time, you're about 100.
Yeah, that's true. In internet time, I am about two.
Dude,
I'm about Yoda's age.
Fred
you know,
is like
in internet time.
Dead. I mean,
Fred is dead, and we're still here.
Yeah, he's wiped
drop
off
dead
the face.
Fred.
I mean,
man,
you
there was
99.
That. There was a day of when I realized. Oh, he's gonna grow up, and the bit's over. And I was so happy, and we're here, man. We did
here
it.
Here we're at that point in the crossroads.
And now we have awesome content on YouTube. Nothing but great quality content.
Well, and so it only took us 50 years.
And so now
vlogging is at its peak.
Yeah, now everything's funny on YouTube. Now
the
that he's
perfect
gone.
Yeah, it solved YouTube.
Yeah, we solved the YouTube problem.
All right, meme spouter. Let's stop the meme spout.
Yeah, come
for
on,
a second.
Spout. Come on, you spout.
Plug up that.
Can you plug it up?
Stick
yeah.
a cork
yeah,
in
will
it.
You like suck your thumb for a second so you stop talking?
Suck his thumb.
Suck
his thumb.
Suck his thumb.
Put it in your mouth.
Do it. Do
just
it.
Put
show
it in your
kids.
Mouth.
Show your kids
it.
Why
fucking
it's
never take it out.
It's clean.
Just fucking put it in
do
his
it.
Mouth.
Here it
shove it in there, Garrett.
Here
what
it
does
go.
He do with it?
Here it go.
He's moving away.
Shove it in there, Garrett.
I won't be violent, but every time
just
I get closer, he's moving it away. He's moving it away.
Just fucking put it in his mouth.
Okay, at least he didn't, like, wrap his tongue around my
I thought
digit.
About it.
You
well,
should
it's just,
have.
I just had closure on the outer
yeah, you
rim.
Just had teeth around it.
Now, that was a meme spout.
Spout.
Plug the spout.
Plug it up.
I got more on the list.
Yeah,
keep
let's
going.
Go, let's go.
Yeah.
As we are speaking right now, 15 miles away from where we are, where our asses are sitting,
yeah.
there is a group of musicians who you may have heard of. The Rolling Stones.
Oh.
The Rolling Stones are playing.
And just a kiss away.
They're playing tonight in San Diego. We decided not to go. We decided to do the podcast instead.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
The Rolling Stones.
You're welcome.
I looked up tickets because I was interested in going. I've never seen the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're a famous band. I'd like to check them out. The tickets were about $200 each. I found some tickets for $175.
Oh, what a deal.
Fuck.
Yeah, but you know, with the service charge, it's going to be well over $200.
And
so,
you're in the back of the...
And that's one ticket, so I'm going by my fucking self. If I want a friend to go with me, that's over $400.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
And I actually had a friend, a good friend, John. My friend John, he was in version 3.
Mm-hmm.
He played John. He saw the Rolling Stones back in 2003 in mm-hmm. San Diego, and he said... I felt like 12 years ago they were too old to be acting as sexy as they thought they were, and it was really gross. Mm. And so that's happening right now. Some old Rolling Stones are getting sexy over in Petco Park.
Wow.
Right now.
Wow.
I just wanted to talk about old Rolling Stones. I feel like when we saw Paul McCartney, he was so awesome for being in his
70s. Yeah. Well, he knows his age.
Yeah, and I never felt like he was trying to be something he wasn't, and I never felt, like, grossed out. But.
No. Paul played the songs like he recorded them yesterday, and then when he was done, like an old man, would tell you funny old man stories.
Yeah.
It and it was great. And I remember sitting next to Sean, and Sean going, he could just do this all night. I'll sit. I'll listen.
Yeah, just talk all night.
And
okay.
the tickets, $200.
Yeah, true.
You could have spent it.
How are the Rolling Stones to? More than Paul McCartney tickets?
Yeah,
that's
I don't know.
Insane.
I mean,
I put the Stones up there.
I think Kiss.
But they're less than Metallica. But think about that.
Yeah, true that.
There's lots of groups that charge a lot more than Paul McCartney, but Paul McCartney doesn't give a shit. You know,
he didn't need to.
Every tier is available with Paul.
Yeah,
you could spend very little, or you could spend a ton.
Yeah, I feel like he has all the money in the world. I think his tour is just a tour.
Yeah.
I think at this point he just makes people happy because I don't really think that the money even affects him at all anymore. It does not matter. He's making people happy.
It's just, wow, the Rolling Stones are still around. What are they, in their 50s?
Oh, like 70s.
Winkly.
Did you hear that,
I'm going to grab something real quick. Hold on.
Go, all right. We're not going to be done until Rocco returns.
It's weird. We're talking about like the Rolling Stones and Paul McCartney and all this stuff. AC/DC played at Coachella.
They did?
Yeah,
they headlined.
And I can't imagine that was...
And nobody said a fucking peep about it.
I can't... I haven't found, for sure. Hey, I looked for a video of it the other day. I can't find, like, good video of it. You can find, like, shitty cell phone stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to see the crowd.
Those Molly kids, they don't care. No. They don't care about Akadaka.
No, they don't.
No, I don't care.
They want to see Skrillex on side stage.
I want to see Skrillex. I want to see Akadaka.
That's, what's that Skrillex song?
Scott Skrill. That's Rob Zombie.
You just got Skrill.
It's got that noise.
Goes like,
Bangarang.
Bangarang, that's what it was.
What did you grab, Rocket?
Hey, I want to say real quick, as a thank you.
A knife.
What does he got?
As a thank you.
What does he got in there?
I fucking love you so much.
What the fuck?
I wanted to say as a thank you, he works really hard. I figured could use some extra decoration.
Oh, thank you. It's just for me. Oh, it is it?
You guys can.
Shut the fuck up.
Almost used the voice. Eric, got some decoration for your desk over there. I saw this and I thought of you. This is for you.
What is it?
Show it to the camera.
Official.
Oh! Official taxi driver. Well, God, this is
the taxi driver official figure.
Look at that. Look at
they do this thing. They do this thing where it's figures that intentionally look old. I think that is the dumbest idea. But that made me laugh, so I got to.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Classic Travis Bickle. Oh,
there's like 18 warnings on the package. No, really, this is not a kid's toy. No, really, the movie is rated R. I mean, there's like 80 things on there. Do not watch the movie with a child.
He comes with a gun.
He does come with a gun.
Two guns. Excuse me. Well,
he should have had a full head of hair.
I love the idea of being so into the movie Taxi Driver and being all about the message of Taxi Driver that you go
that
out
you go
and you buy a little Taxi Driver action figure.
I know.
Eric's all about cleaning these streets up, though.
One day Eric, the real rain will come.
Yep.
I hear it's coming down in Austin.
Ooh, is it raining bad there?
Either way, hopefully it gets washed off the streets.
Yes.
What happened?
The scum.
Oh.
Flush it down the toilet, you know?
I think you need to wash that.
Thank you very
again.
Much.
No, God.
Yeah, no, enjoy.
This is a really strange thing.
Enjoy. I know
this
you're really
like
going to have a good time.
This is incredibly weird.
Well, all the work you, hard work you put in for the show, there's your payment. Thank you.
Hey, first paycheck.
Damn. First paycheck in form of a sweet ass fig.
Guys, we did it.
Save it.
Are you going to bring it to MomoCon?
Bring this to MomoCon. Maybe Travis Bickle will be there and he can sign it.
Take it to Chase Bank and say, one deposit, please. See what they say.
I want to see more than one cosplayer at our panel of Travis Bickle.
Hey. And I want to see somebody cosplaying as Goldfish Cracker.
Whatever you think of the movie, that's a fucking lame last name, right? Like,
Bickle?
Bickle?
It's like Tommy Pickle.
Like a boring nothing character.
Do you hate Tommy Pickle?
No.
Yeah, if he was
Travis Pickle, I would have liked him.
To make it.
But Bickle is stupid. Wow. Thoughts?
Do you hate your Dickle?
I like my Dickle.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make sense.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, not
yeah, you're injuring
your procedures.
It enough.
I didn't hurt my dick. The dick's fine.
We'll see about that.
You're negating the function.
No,
you still got scabby loads or what?
The scabs have gone.
Did they fall
gone
off?
Away?
Did you take them off?
Are your nuts still black?
I took them off.
Hey, Sean. Real question.
Yeah.
Not to be funny.
Real talk.
How are your loads?
The same.
Wow. No, well,
back
they're not the same.
There's no way.
You're missing the essence.
That means they fucked it up.
Yeah.
Oh.
If it's the same,
I need to give them the cup in a month. I got to give them the fresh sample.
You should be shooting all egg whites, no yolk.
No yolks,
Was there yolk before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where do you think babies come from?
Yeah.
Swimmers.
Where'd you get those kids?
I don't have no swimmers, just fluid.
okay.
Someone's it should be clear, like gooey water.
Yeah, it's like...
It should be like that clam juice that Kevin brought to the podcast.
Yeah, but a little bit more sinewy.
Figure like Evian, gooey. Like a nice...
Is it kind of like sinew, Sean?
It's like jelly.
Like gristle.
Like ropes. You know when you shoot ropes?
It's gristly now.
At worst, be upset for a while.
It's like a smile. It's like you need I come like yarn now. And it's like,
whoa!
It's weird.
Like a woolly word. It's like only like a little bit comes out. And you have to
unravel it. Yeah.
Sean's after someone goes after Kevin, after someone goes down on Sean, they go, "Oh my god, I can't do that again." And they go, "Oh, there's still gristle there." At the
yeah.
What was, you get
someone would be just my wife.
Did anybody out there get the reference? Did you get the reference?
Yeah, Great Outdoors.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Great Outdoors, check it out. That's how that's Sean at Yosemite. It's a Great Outdoors.
That's how needle dick jizzes. So
yarn?
Yeah.
Literally shooting ropes.
Yarn with no yolk.
Okay.
You got yolkless yarn, Sean?
Yeah.
Sean's really world.
Does it taste different?
You ever,
it tastes the same.
That's the sequel to the book.
You heard it here first, folks.
There's this Wave Without a Shore. Well, there's also a yarn with no yolk.
Can someone out there make a Photoshop of Yoshi's Woolly World, make it Sean's Woolly World, and put his head on Yoshi's body, but there's just white yarn coming out?
Yeah, coming out of a giant family-friendly penis?
Off-white yarn.
Okay, not a real penis, a novelty-size fake penis.
It should be made of yarn. Like
make it family-friendly.
Yeah,
even
make
if you
it
want,
all yarn.
If you want to use a photo of penis pasta... Okay, let's make it family friendly.
Yeah, you know the bachelorette party, dumbass.
Yeah, you know what penis pasta
he
is.
Macaroni
he fucking
penis pasta?
He's Italian.
This Italian
doesn't know what this guy. You're telling me the one pasta loving Italian guy ain't ever had dick pasta?
No,
what an idiot!
Your dad's name is Dick.
What a maroon! Your dad's name is Dick.
It's supposed true. To learn Sorry. All the basic forms of pasta.
Rigatoni, ravioli,
angel hair,
penis.
For your next big Italian family meetup, can you bring dick
pasta?
No.
And
just not say.
just set it
on the table. Just set it on the table without announcing that it's there.
And if anybody asks, like, what the fuck is this? You say, just put that in my bowl.
I want a special diet.
Honestly, sneak a bowl in there. Never say where it came from. Have fair nurse us on it. Covering up the evidence until they open it up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
People would have it on their plates before they notice, and everyone would be sitting at the table going,
"What the fuck?
Hey, Rocco, why is this shaped like a cock?
Hey, Rocco,
why is this shaped?" No, that's not what they would say.
What would they say?
They'd go, "Hey,
a pinole.
Why does this pasta look like a pichadil? What are we doing here?
A pichadil.
I'd like to cut off his pichadil and feed it to him. It'd be a fucking honor."
What's a stugatz?
Stugatz is like gumption, like balls, basically. It's not physically, literally balls.
So this
but
pasta,
like, hey, you've got fucking
so this,
stugatz
this
over
pasta
here.
Looks like stugatz and pichadil.
Yeah.
Looks like you got some stugatz and pichadil
sort
going.
Sort of figurative, it's thing, but okay.
It's stugatz to peel.
Oh,
well, you
man.
Got some stugatz to bring this pichadil.
You should get a
over here.
Get a bowl from one of your family members' houses. And then put it in that bowl, and everyone knows. That's Margie's bowl.
Nancy made that.
We know that that's her bowl. She must have brought the penis pasta.
Hey, Margo, when you guys are done with big family gatherings and everything, is it like a whole ordeal about like getting the dishes back and everything?
No, they'll come get it tomorrow.
Come get it tomorrow? That's the way it goes.
Typically, yeah.
Are they expected to be washed?
They'll wash them.
The host has to wash.
Yeah. But typically, I can't speak for anybody else, but in our family... when you bring it, you leave it. Like if you're going to someone else's place and you bring a thing,
you leave
it there.
Hey.
If it's a thing you need back, you get it tomorrow.
Yeah, but if you bring beer to a party, Eric, I'm bringing beer to your party, and I take that beer home with me.
Yeah, no, you leave
then
it. Right?
I'm an asshole, and I'm never going to your party
again. In general,
with
don't
the
you
exception,
do that? Yeah. Okay.
If you're like a group of 22-year-old friends, maybe you bring some leftover beer back home with you. I think you're still a dick if you do that.
No,
you are.
You're only allowed to do that if the host tells you, "Hey, take some of this beer for me," or whatever.
When you're at my party and you're leaving and you look me in the eyes and you say, "I'm going to be taking some of this beer home with me," you will never return to
yeah,
the party.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to see it in your face. I think they're going to sneak it out.
Okay, so you're being sneaky, so yeah, you yeah. know it's fucked yeah, up.
Exactly.
You know you're committing a crime. This is why you don't steal stuff
you
from people.
Okay, but picture it.
You know people will be happy when you take it, so you steal it at night.
We're all like 20, and I brought over like a cube of Natty Ice.
Yeah, what up?
And like we drank 12 of them, but then...
Whoa, we're 20. I drank half of one.
Okay, well, true.
And
but
I'm
we had
fucking
like,
fucked up right now.
You had like four girls.
I swear to God,
over.
I'm so drunk right now. I'll do anything crazy. I'm 20. Well,
what I'm saying
it.
Is like,
I'll
when
prove
I'm,
it.
When I'm gonna go home, maybe I'm like, yo, I'm just gonna take the rest of these because, like, fuck, my back's all fucked up. Like, I got like all these scratches and it
well,
hurts.
I'm 20 years old and I can't be alone, so I'll go home with you. What are you doing? We can hang out.
I'm
out?
Going home right now with these beers. If you want to come, my back's all. I got these scratches and shit.
I can
like,
get
them. I don't
got
want
a hickey
to talk about
on my
it.
Shaft.
If we go to your house and you want to know if you have friends hiding there, I can bring out my cell phone and there's a light
well,
on.
Well, bring it out. I'm just going to take this beer with me because my back's all fucked up.
So, wait, was that an example of something? What was the... I don't know what that amounted to.
I'm going to have everyone over at my house for a barbecue, and then I'm going to charge you for all the food I bought.
When it's over.
And then you owe me like $45.
Someone did that.
For coming to my barbecue. Thank
Someone
you.
Did that.
Thank
I
you.
Like that
I think
Sean told Derek to shut up.
That's fucked up. And that's it's never happened before, and I'm fucking pissed.
And it'll never happen again.
You don't put the boss into the mailroom without getting fucked up.
Actually, Birdman is above Lil Wayne, so actually, I'm like... Anyway, so
I thought I was Lil Wayne.
Oh, hey, Rocco... Lil Wayne is above Birdman. Sorry to reveal
maybe,
it to you.
Maybe monetarily, but not structure in the company. You know,
Lil Wayne's not in the company anymore.
Oh, he left.
Yeah, he's his
well, good. He's I didn't want. I didn't want you here.
It's because Birdman didn't pay him money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You, nothing for you.
Like a nest egg.
Yeah, keep him in the nest.
So I'm still fly. Anyways,
you still fly. We did. No, we actually. We no. We knew somebody who. I know we were making jokes, but we know somebody who had a barbecue, and when it was over, asked everyone for $50.
This is the best part.
What?
No, I mean, an acceptable.
He's trying to make a
hey, if it's afterwards,
he's running a restaurant.
Oh, and this was 10 years ago.
If it's
so.
This is this is so long ago. But if it was like, hey, we did the thing. Do you mind? Do you have $5? If everybody gives me $5, whatever.
Even
that's awkward. But hey, if I had the best day ever, maybe I'll chip in the $5. Okay, whatever. $50?
This person also
what?
We hit by the table and the ice chests and all that stuff. Like that's your fucking problem. Also, this person didn't tell everybody. This person left and texted me. Oh, by the way. I need you to get money from every person that was there right now.
Oh, I didn't even know that!
Are you fucking serious?
Because we need money back from that situation. So...
How much? $50?
$50 each. And then I went out and I said, hey, this person is asking for $50 from each of you right now for going to the barbecue that he invited you to. So... To sit on that...
He wasn't even there to ask?
No.
I didn't realize
he left because he didn't want to be the person to ask.
Oh my god, I never realized.
How much did he get?
I think he got no money.
What
I think.
I don't remember anybody chipping in.
I don't think anyone.
Oh, so he lost money on the barbecue?
Here's the thing, if he had, again, five, even asking for five is awkward, but if he would have asked for that, he would have got it. I have a feeling people would have gone, yeah, $5, all right.
Well, yeah, but then total, he would have got half of what he was asking from one
better than,
person.
Better than zero. He got nothing.
Yeah.
50, everyone went,
yeah, it was.
They went, fuck!
Yeah, it was a,
I'm not done. Close up on me.
Didn't get the money.
None of it.
That was fun. What's on the list?
Joker Gate.
Oh!
Well, let's get into Joker
okay,
Gate.
Everybody. Let's do a quick recap.
Okay.
We saw the first photo of the Joker. He was covered in tattoos. We thought it was the stupidest fucking thing we'd ever seen. Then we were told and we realized how stupid we were.
So fucking stupid.
The director said, idiots, that photo's just a tribute.
Fucking
That's
tribute.
Not what he's going to be like.
It's not it.
So then guess what? A week later, they put out a photo that had Joker getting the tattoos from Harley Quinn. Haha, it's a joke. The
joke's on you,
a joke. And then
fell for it.
Here's the latest thing that the latest things that happened.
Okay.
A video from the set leaked out where he's walking around and he doesn't have the tattoos.
Oh,
oh, so it was a tribute. Except more photos have leaked out.
What?
And he has the tattoos in all of them. He's got damage on his head.
What?
And so now what people are saying is, oh, maybe it's a flashback he was filming in that first part. And he does have the tattoos. So it wasn't a tribute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But hold on a sec. Let's think about that. That means there's a part in the movie where he doesn't have tattoos. But then he gets some.
That's in the
movie. The future.
Yeah.
So it's like fucking important that he got them. Because it's a part of the movie.
This it's canon
so
now.
So what we were
we
saying
go through
was
the whole tattoo arc.
Whether you're following it legitimately or facetiously, this is fucking exhausting.
I don't know what to do. I can't keep heads or tails of his tattoos.
The only thing we can do at this point is promise to never see this movie.
I promise.
I think I could swear. Can we put like an oath?
Actually, I almost feel like I have to see this movie now that we've talked about it so much.
Yeah.
How could we not talk about this movie when it comes out?
I, Sean Chatfield, will not see this movie.
Suicide Squad? I don't know.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to go on record. I'm going to say this.
Unless on an airplane.
I still have never seen any of the new Supermans.
We should stream a podcast from within the movie theater.
Yeah, we can Periscope it or something.
We can do Periscope it.
Yeah.
Did Meek Rat win?
I'm going to say this. No. I'm going to say this. I'm going to see the movie.
No.
I'm going to buy a ticket to something else.
That's,
and I'll go see
that's what we did when we saw Meet the Spartans and Bocce to Rambo.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to support this in any way.
Nope.
To see you know what? I want our fans to look up opening weekend of Suicide Squad, and it might not be announced yet, but hold on to this information. This is a task I'm issuing. Find out another movie opening that same day, and I want you to submit to us your suggestion. What movie should we buy a ticket to instead of Suicide Squad when we end up going to see Suicide Squad?
Who do we give our money to?
Yeah, let us know.
Juno.
Juno 2 would be the perfect movie.
That would be.
If only.
Fuck, Ellen Page.
Man. But anyways, yeah, so Jokergate continues. When in the movie does he get the damaged tattoo, and how fucked up are you at that point when you're tattooing damage on your head? I mean,
that's fucked. You're damaged.
The tattoo says it all.
Are you full Joker at that point, or are you
no?
Are you proto Joker?
That's full Joker.
I remember.
Final form though.
Yeah,
he's gone full Joker at that.
He's
point.
He's gone full Joker.
I remember when Lost had that episode about how Jack got his tattoos, and that was like the most panned episode because people were like, "No one gives a fuck when he got his tattoos." And then I look at discussion for this movie, this new movie coming out, and it's when do you think he gets the tattoos? And it's just I don't know. It's just interesting.
Can't wait.
Interesting difference.
Cool.
It's a 9.
What?
It's 9 o'clock.
Anything else on the list?
Well, we did Double or Nothing?
Yeah. Double or Nothing, Memorial Day weekend. We fucking
Hold
did
on. Let me go down the list here.
Let's do it.
You get everything?
PT Video.
Got it.
Nintendo
Got it.
Song.
Got
Temporary
it.
Secretary.
Got
Loot
it.
Crate. Kickapoo. Shop.mega64.com. MomoCon. Game Days. Comic-Con. The Order. Dynasty Warriors 8. This War of Mine. I'm going to let it shine. Mortal Kombat. Tomorrowland. Kurt Cobain documentary. Doc Ellis documentary. Going Clear documentary, Jokergate, David Letterman, Rainforest Cafe, and the Rolling Stones.
That's over 20 topics, Derek. Over 20 unique topics.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's why we're the number one gaming podcast in the world.
Let's improvise one final topic to take us out.
Okay.
Wait for the plane.
Is the audience going to shout out a topic? Or?
Well, no, we got to improvise it. We got to come up with it on the spot.
Okay.
I'm not good at that.
What? What do you guys think?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
What do you guys think about
on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, God.
What do you call the thing that you mix eggs with?
It's a... it's got a beater.
No, it's
egg beater.
No.
It's like egg beater.
Fuck, what do you call it?
Wisp.
No.
A wisp.
A whisk. A whisk, but that's wrong.
When I start a new Pokemon game, I usually pick the grass elemental Pokemon. Because I think nature is cool, like the coolest, better than fire and water. I don't think that should be the topic of discussion.
Oh, okay. That was kind of just a side note. That's a little anecdote.
That was time for you guys to think of the topic.
Just bounce stuff off the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Just try it, Sean. I mean...
You guys ever think, what if a snake could talk? What would he say to you? I bet he would say... Make me some arms! I need to grab shit! Or maybe the snake would say, I don't have arms. I'm going down this hole. You can't follow me. If any animal in the world could be made extinct, it should be the common garden snake. Not because the common garden snake is the scariest. Or most dangerous. In fact, it's exactly opposite. The common garden snake is the least threatening of the serpents. So to make that extinct would send a message to the cobra. Watch it. Fuck out. Do not bite me. Do not. I once had a dream where I was a cobra, and my hood was jet black as the night, and I slithered up to a mirror, and I peered into it, into the blackness of my hood, and what did I see? Eyes staring back at me. They were the color purple, and they looked like purple cat eyes.
Have you ever seen a cat?
I have. In my cobra nightmare. I'm not done yet. I can talk about. You ever wonder about what is the purpose of a younger sibling, other than to take away from yourself? I've never had a younger sibling. Lucky for them. You know what I would do? Abuse them. I would be so abusive. I would probably fuck them up. Never killed, but if I did, I would be cold-blooded about it. I wouldn't think twice. Are we out of music?
Yeah.
Well, then I can't go on. Okay, I have an apology to make. Will you play that apology music?
Sorry, there's a pre-roll ad. A pre-roll to the apology. Let me get a nice, tight, close on. Hold, hang on. Okay, apology music.
Okay, so, a moment ago, I said that I was an abusive person. That was
show. Now, I know in the current climate of America, it's illegal to be a jokester. It's like a I don't have a younger sibling, but I would not abuse them. It almost raises the question of where is the line drawn? I'm not here to address that issue. That is such a big issue. It's almost too big for one person to discuss by themselves. I'm not here to classify abuse, and I'm not here to condone abuse. I just wanted to say that I am actually a really nice guy in real life. And what I say on the podcast is a joke. I am trying to be funny. I am sorry if not everybody gets my humor, but I do not apologize to people who do not get me. So I guess the apology I just made was to people who do get me, but do not find me funny, in which case I say, cool. But why are you watching me to begin with? And I maybe think you should reconsider if you get me or not. Sometimes you think you get somebody, but then once you get to get them, you realize you actually don't get them at all. It's almost like, how could you know if you never knew? And what does a person know, or rather can a person know, what it is they don't know? Very philosophical question. This is the kind of conversation I would like to have, often, but I have to make jokes, because this is a comedy podcast, and I'm sorry I made a joke about abuse. I cannot say it enough, abuse is not funny, and it was inappropriate of me, and I'm sorry. Is there anything else I'm sorry for? Of course. But I'm not gonna get into that. This is not the time. This is not the place. This is not the podcast to talk about everything going wrong in my life. I can tell you, we don't even have the time to get into it. Alright? But I don't want to have a pity party for me. Doesn't stress out in life. If it's you, I want to meet you. I would like to have lunch with you, because I need to pick your brain. What is your secret to staying so stress-free? I know that there is a doctor, supposedly, who is good at making people stay young. I saw an infomercial about him. He is the reason Cindy Crawford is still hot. But does Cindy Crawford get stressed? Fucking probably. Where's the doctor to help her with that? Introduce me to that doctor. Because I have a lot of patients that he can make money off of. I like the Beatles.